KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Goldenleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldenleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldenleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Psst. step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat, enjoy lively Celtic and folk music, feast like royalty, and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get in free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and skip the lines. Proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Reading Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State. And Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Which I had stained years ago and put a cement stain on it to protect it. So I'm wondering what is going to be the best way to get that off. Am I going to have to use some muriatic acid to loosen it up and then scrape it off?
Yeah, the first thing you should try is to just physically scrape off as much as you can. I truly don't think, though, that you're going to be able to save that finish that you put on the concrete underneath. You're going to end up having to restain that whole surface again, but you do need to physically get off as much as you can. I think the fact that it's been sitting there for so long and has cured is going to make this a very difficult project. You might be able to use a solvent after you get as much off physically as you can first, maybe like a mineral spirits, and then you could also work it in with a wire brush so that you're really getting into the concrete and see if that starts to help break it down. Acetone would work as well. I know that the roofers of the world will tell you to put gasoline on it and it would probably work, but that seems super dangerous to me. I would not recommend spilling gasoline on any type of surface purposefully. I think mineral spirits is going to be enough. You apply it, you brush it in carefully with the wire brush. It gets into that material, gets into sort of the pores of the concrete, and then you may have a shot of sort of getting it up a little bit. All right, well, good luck with your project, and thank you again for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. Give us a call with all of your home improvement how-to questions at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up, is the underside of an ugly second-story deck hindering your use of that outdoor space? Well, Trex Rain Escape is here to change how you view that now usable space, so stick around. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. I hope you guys are all enjoying everything that the spring season has to offer. You guys, it was a big to-do here at the Segretti household. I paid the deposit on my new foyer windows, which could have been a new car. Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Windows are expensive, but I'm super excited for this leaky mess to be taken care of. So I'm going to say the countdown to 6 weeks until that window arrives. Woohoo!
It'll be 8. It'll be at least 8.
Thanks, Jim. Mr. Positive. Well, whatever. What do you guys have? What's on your plate this weekend? You know, let us know so we can lend a hand. And you could win a great prize that isn't going to take 8 weeks to get to you, because I'm going to make sure Jim puts it in the mail immediately following the show.
Yes, ma'am.
We've got up for grabs the Moen handheld shower that saves water in a chrome finish. It's a super innovative handheld shower that is set to reduce water flow to a trickle once it reaches your desired temp. So that water is going to be exactly how you like it. You are not wasting water while you're doing all those other things for the water to heat up. It also has the magnetics technology, which will release that handheld from the magnetic dock and really kind of snap it right back into place, even if your eyes are closed, because, you know, you're singing, you got shampoo, you're like dancing around, and you're just putting the handheld back up there. At least that's what goes on in my shower. It's got five unique spray functions.
Nice visual.
Oh, listen, you do it too. Don't lie.
Not in your shower.
No, but in your own. Oh, yeah, and okay. I know everybody at home is like, yeah, I do that.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's got five unique spray functions, so you're always going to get that perfect shower. It's a price worth $79.98. You can check it out at Moen.com, but that chrome finish is going out to one lucky caller. Jim, who's singing in the shower next?
Okay, Leslie, we've got Helen in Massachusetts. She's dealing with a leaky sewer system, and it's causing a bunch of issues for her. So what's going on there, Helen?
Unfortunately, I have had a crack in the waste pipe that takes all the waste from my top floor to the septic system. It has flooded my basement.
Ooh.
Oh.
Number one, is there a way to fix the waste pipe, or do we have to go and have a plumber come in and cut the waste pipe and reinstall a new one? And number two, I need something to put on the floor of the basement. We had carpeting. The carpeting is ruined now, and I don't want to put carpeting down again. So what would you suggest?
That is absolutely terrible, Helen. But here is the good news. Because this was sort of a sudden situation, it was a crack, a sudden leak, this would actually be covered by your homeowner's insurance policy. So definitely call them immediately, file a claim. You know, if it was something that was like a slow leak that was happening over time, that's on you. But something like a crack like this and it causes a flood and all this damage, you definitely want to call your insurance company. They're going to send out an investigator. They're going to estimate the damage. But you guys could also hire a public adjuster. Now, these guys work on a percentage of the claim, and often they find a lot more than the insurance team does, because they're basically working to make sure everything is covered, from the layer of paint to the nails to the screws, like everything, you know, in between from top to bottom. You also need, because this was a sewage issue, they're going to have to call in a remediation company, and they're going to come in and treat all of these sewage affected areas, because obviously it was a lot of waste down there, and that's very unhealthy. I'm sure it doesn't smell great. And the interesting thing, the remediation team will also sort of, you know, evaluate everything else in the house. When we had a flood at my folks' home, the house ran out of oil. The pipes froze. It was cold. Nobody could get to the fill because of the snow. And when the pipes thawed and they were able to fill, the amount of water in the house was insane and continually running. And this remediation company came in, I believe it was ServPro. And not only did they remove all the drywall and assess all the furniture, they went into the other rooms and were like, oh, these clothes were exposed and there could be mold spores, so we're going to clean them. So these companies really help to sort of set you back up for success and make sure anything that's salvageable is, anything that needs to be cleaned or taken care of or treated is also, and then anything that's bad, they're getting rid of for you. So there's, you know, a lot of help with these remediation companies. Now, for your carpet, I mean, generally, in a basement, carpet's not a good idea. You get dust mites, it's damp, it could be moldy, it's a real mess. So definitely choose a hard flooring surface when it's time to kind of reevaluate what you're doing down there. And, you know, now you guys can spend more time outside because, you know, the inside's kind of a mess, which is fine. Yeah, so I think once you've sort of gone through this process with the insurer and the remediation company, whatever's left over, this is a great time to sort of reorganize, declutter, get rid of the things that you don't want in that new space, so that when everything is redone and fresh and healthy, you've got a nice clean palette to work with all of the stuff that you definitely want to keep. I'm sorry this all happened to you, but it could be a blessing. Well, a functional outdoor living space is one of the most sought-after features among today's home buyers. And let's be honest, pretty much every homeowner out there wants one, too. In fact, COVID saw all of us, like, revamping our outdoor space in such a big way so that we could really enjoy the most of our home. But not everyone was able to create that outdoor dream space because maybe you've got a sort of dark, damp area below an elevated deck. And depending on the height of that elevated deck or that space, you could either have an outdoor room, you can have great storage space, but you need proper drainage to achieve that. Trex Rain Escape is an innovative underdeck drainage system. I mean, previously to drain an elevated deck, you were kind of stuck looking at that whole system below the joist, so it was very present in your, you know, eyesight every time you used that space. But Rain Escape is a series of troughs and downspouts that's going to move that rain and snow away from the deck, and that's going to keep that space underneath dry, all the while protecting your foundation from moisture damage and deterioration. Now, unlike those other drainage systems, Trex Rain Escape is installed between the joist and the decking, so it will protect the surface and the structure and the space below the deck, but you are not going to even notice it at all. And once that's protected, that space below, you can use it for everything from storage to a fully functional outdoor room. I mean, if you've got this space sort of all buttoned up, you can add in gas lines for an outdoor kitchen, electricity for safe lighting, ceiling fans, even a TV so you can catch those baseball games from your own outdoor stadium. To see for yourself how Trex Rain Escape works, you can check them out online at TrexRainEscape.com. That's T-R-E-X, RainEscape.com. Let's see who's got a project they need a hand with. Jim, who's up?
Jason in Arkansas is on the line. Leslie has a question about lightning control. Ooh, what's going on there?
Due to a hailstorm a couple of years ago, I replaced my roof with a metal roof, and in a recent storm, lightning destroyed my heat and air unit. And the technician was out here, and there's actually an old grounding rod on the southwest corner of my house that I didn't even know existed, but it is no longer connected to anything. So I need to know what I can do to prevent further loss of air conditioning units and whatever other appliances are at my house here.
All right, well, first of all, let's talk about homeowner's insurance. Do you have any?
Oh, sure, yeah. The insurance paid for the heat and air unit.
All right, good. I want to make sure you knew that because lightning is covered.
There's this ground rod in the ground, and it has a wire connected to it that's buried, but it is no longer connected to anything. I didn't even know it existed here.
All right. Well, I'm not sure if that wire was ever connected to this lightning rod on the old roof, or maybe it was taken off and replaced with the metal roof and just sort of never reconnected. But typically, if you had a lightning rod on your roof, there would be a heavy copper cable that went down the exterior wall of your house, and that would be connected to the grounding rod, which is a long metal stake about 4 to 6 feet long, and that goes deep into the ground. And the idea here is that if lightning strikes, it strikes that lightning rod, the electricity is carried through the cable down to the ground. Now, the position of that cable is important. If you know that there's plumbing in the exterior wall, you do not want to run that cable along where the plumbing is, because it could happen that the electricity could jump across the cable to the plumbing pipes and electrocute anybody that's in contact with them. So it has to be done correctly. But I suspect here that you're talking about parts of an old lightning rod system that was in place but definitely is no longer active.
That's what it would appear. So I need to purchase some. Is this something that's available at Lowe's or somewhere, these lightning rods?
I mean, I don't know if you're going to find sort of a kit, if you will, at a big box retailer. I've never seen it, but then again, I don't really shop for lightning control in my area. Perhaps where you live, you do, but I would sort of start online, and if they're going to have it, it'll be in their big box stores. You'll find it on the website. But I think the placement is the most important part, and you're going to have to know some stuff structurally about your home, about the plumbing of your home, and what's in the ground.
All right, well, I appreciate it very much.
All right, Jason, well, good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYBIT. As a person who lost a dryer in an electrical storm, I understand this frustration. When we come back, we are joined by a good friend of mine and really just a fantastic person, George Oliphant. You know him as host of NBC's George to the Rescue. Here to give us an update on all that's going on with George and his rescues. We'll get to that and your calls when we get back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within. Over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event.
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Listen up. A financial expert has a way to help your wallet and stay on budget. Verizon has an amazing new guarantee as the first and only carrier offering a 3-year price lock for mobile and home internet plans. Financial expert Patrice Acevedo explains.
This guarantee is such an amazing deal. Verizon is really doing its part to help consumers control costs and budget by locking in a special price for 3 years. This is really something consumers should take advantage of.
The 3-year price lock includes my plan and My Home Plans. Acevedo adds that this isn't a promotion. It's a promise that demonstrates the value Verizon brings to customers.
I always advise people to get maximum value for their money, and a 3-year lock guarantees peace of mind in today's world. It shows that consumers are number one for Verizon.
All My Plan customers can trade in for a free phone. Verizon is also first to offer free satellite text messaging on qualifying devices. Visit Verizon.com for more information.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Money Pit. This is Leslie Segretti. We are here with George Oliphant, good friend of mine, and of course the amazing host and heart of George to the Rescue on NBC. So George, you're telling us how you sort of got in with this first family, Uncle Al and his niece and nephew.
Uncle Al.
So you started this program, and when did you realize at this point, obviously you're doing a kitchen, you're doing a big repair, you're doing a lot of work. How did it sort of now all of a sudden we're going to give you a whole chunk of time?
We beg, borrow, and steal. And everyone, we had no budget, especially at that time, we had no budget. Like,
you still beg, borrow, and steal, George.
Right now we still beg, borrow, and steal. And then we really, we didn't have the pool we do today. And so the project took us like what a regular kitchen project would take, 6 months, you know, had to do the planning and the, getting all the materials and ducks in a row, and then we did it. And when it came time to, you know, as we finished it, we said, this is too much, A, too much generosity, but also too great of a story. We want to tell who Uncle Al is. We want to show what we did. We want all the elements which currently you see in a George Rescue. And so we went to battle with the execs, which they were thankfully accommodating, and we said we should do a half-hour open house to the rescue special. They said we'll entertain it. We did it, and it got an incredible reaction. People said, this is what I want to see. I want more of that.
You've done 180 rescues.
And that wasn't even number one. That's not even counted. Uncle Al.
So since then, 180 rescues. How does this all come together? Are people nominating folks that they know in their community? Are people nominating themselves? Like, where do you find every story?
Oh, we find stories all over the place. We see people on the news. And, for instance, there's this boy, Sparsh Shah, who I was just literally sitting with my dad, like, having a snack, and he had the TV on, and it was that show, Little Big Shots. And there's this boy in a wheelchair, and he's this musician, and I was like, wow, he's captivating. He's incredible. And I reached out to my senior producer, who's my right hand, left hand. He's a part of me, Andrew Bank. And I said, we should see where this kid lives and what his living situation is like. And if possible, maybe we can, you know, help him out. And sure enough, he lived in a very small house in New Jersey, and he was in his wheelchair. He couldn't fit into his bathroom. His parents had to carry him into the bathroom if they wanted to brush his teeth or anything like that. And like I said before, he was a musician, so we created a studio for him. We fixed up his house so that it was more ADA compliant. That's just one of many. We hear word of mouth, especially once you have like this rescue community of families who, whether they have suffered a spinal cord injury or they have a child with some disability or just all these different fields where they get early intervention or rehabilitation, we know all those people, and they'll sometimes be like, oh, you know, maybe George Rescue can, you know, figure that out or help you out or fix up your house.
I think what's interesting, George, is that, you know, having worked on these makeover shows, you're given such a limited amount of time to sort of go into the how-tos of things. So are you hoping to sort of develop something a little further where you're keeping up these great stories, but you're able to then share additional information about the construction process and the how-tos?
I am. With George the Rescue and it being a human interest show that uses home improvement to tell the story, a lot of the who, what, when, where, why, that's an incredible transformation. How did that happen? A lot of it gets lost or it's glazed over. So, yeah, I'm utilizing the world of YouTube and just give a little bit more deeper dive into kind of what we did, how we did it, why we did it, things to look out for, things to keep in mind, whether it's where you live, what type of house you live in, or what type of materials you're going to use, cost, all of the different things that you, I, anyone who's listening to the show has to deal with when they're working on any project in their house, big or small. There's always these questions that you have, and I'm going to try and, you know, answer as many as I can.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us and answering all of our questions as we get through everything that's going on in your 16th season of George to the Rescue. You guys can check out George and his truly amazing team of just, like, the nicest production folks I've ever met in my life. You can head on over to georgetotherescue.com. Coming up, are you ready to grow a lush lawn this spring? Well, it all starts with a soil test. We're going to tell you how after this. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com, and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, this spring has been pretty rainy in my part of the States, but there's so many projects that you can tackle indoors. You can kind of start planning your outside projects, even if the weather's a little yucky. But maybe you have sort of a bathroom redo on your plate. If so, we have got a great prize up for you this hour. It's the Moen handheld shower that saves water in a chrome finish. It's a gorgeous shower. It's got 5 different spray functions. You're always going to find that perfect shower that you want, but it's super smart because it will always monitor the temperature. So if you say, I need a 95 degree shower and turn on the water, it's going to heat up and kind of stop that water to a trickle once it reaches the temperature you've asked. So you're not wasting a ton of water doing the other things that you'd be doing waiting for that water to heat up. So it's super smart. It looks great. It's a prize worth $79.98. You can check it out at Moen.com. We've got the chrome finish going out to 1 lucky caller. So, Jim, who's next?
All right, we're heading to Mississippi now, Leslie, with Laura, who has a very humid home, has a lot of moisture on the walls. What's going on, Laura? Tell us about it, please.
I was calling to find out what do you have to do to keep, like, moisture build up on the walls and the inside of the house. that could turn maybe too old, mildew? What do you have to do to keep that away?
So I kind of think it's a combination of some things, Laura. First of all, if you have air conditioning, you want to make sure that you're running it consistently because air conditioning happens to be a pretty good dehumidifier. Secondly, if you have vent fans like in your bathroom and your kitchen, you want to make sure that those are venting to the outside and not just recirculating that moisture back into the house. You know, the one over your stove could potentially be a recirculating fan, especially if that stove is just on an interior wall. Sometimes they don't vent outside, and that doesn't put a lot of moisture back into the house, but it does put some back in. The other thing is your bathroom. You want to make sure that that vent fan, if you have one, isn't just venting into the attic or just sort of dumping it somewhere else. You want it to move that moisture outside. Now, if you still have excessive humidity, there's a couple of things that you could do outside of the house. I know you're like, but it's inside. But yeah, outside, because the moisture is coming in from somewhere. So perhaps there's water collecting at the foundation of the house, and that moisture is going to end up inside because it does get absorbed into the concrete foundation and then evaporates into the space. You want to make sure that your gutters and your downspouts are getting that water away from the foundation. And if you're still having a lot of humidity issues after checking into that stuff, you can install something called a whole home dehumidifier. And it's not like the smaller dehumidifiers that you kind of just put in the basement and then empty that little bucket every now and again. A whole home dehumidifier goes into the HVAC system. It's professionally installed, and it can take out 90 to 100 pints of water a day. And it's all done through the system. You never empty a bucket. So it's constantly kind of monitoring the moisture in the air and adjusting to do so. And hopefully some of these suggestions help dry up your home. All right, thanks so much for calling. Well, if you've been trying to create a lush lawn around your home, but you feel like you're constantly losing that battle to bald spots and weeds, you could be wondering what you should be doing to get your lawn back in shape. Here are four key tips to help you achieve that green lawn. First of all, a soil test. It's really going to be the best place to start, because this will determine if your soil pH is too acidic, do you have to adjust something. That soil pH is important to know because it does determine the level of nutrients that are available to plants, as well as the activity of soil microorganisms. So you're basically measuring the acidity or the alkalinity of that soil. Now, that scale runs from 0 to 14, and the ideal pH for most lawns is 6.5 to 7. If that test reveals that the acidity is too high, you need to add lime to reduce it. But if your soil test indicates too much alkalinity, then you would add sulfur to increase the soil's acidity to reach that target pH of 6.5 to 7. If all of this sounds too confusing, you can do that test and then go to your local garden center and be like, help, it's 13. And they'll say, here, you need something like this. So don't worry. Just know that you want this target area of 6.5 to 7, and we can help you get it there. Now, if your lawn looks too thin, it could just be time to reseed, so it's best to kind of rototill the soil, mix in any fertilizer that you may have applied. That's going to kill off most of those annual weeds, which is why it's best to do this before you go seeding. Now, perennial weeds, on the other hand, those are the ones that come back year after year. They Yay. Have roots. I know. Hooray! And it's not even like a plant that you want. It's like a dandelion.
Right. Exactly. Wouldn't it figure?
It's like, great. But those roots really remain in the soil. So tilling that soil is only going to break up that root into pieces, which will result in more weeds. So the quickest way to control weeds is by applying a post-emergent herbicide, meaning it's already come out of the ground. I know where it is. I'm going to use the herbicide to kill those weeds. And that should do a good job of getting it right to the root. Now, the timing here is important. So the best time to plant grass seed is late April through May, so right about now, and late August to early September. You want to use a fertilizer spread, apply half of the amount in one direction and the other half at right angles, because that will give you uniform coverage of the lawn. And most importantly, I know every step has been very important, but here you have to water. You want to sprinkle lightly several times a day. You've got to keep that soil moist and cool. And as the grass begins to grow, you can water less often, but sort of more soaking the soil each time rather than like a little bit while you're still waiting for those seeds to germinate. It is a lot. It does take a bit of work, but you can, once you sort of get everything normalized, have a super gorgeous lawn that's not going to require a ton of work. All right, Jim, who's up next?
All right, Leslie, we're going to head out over to Illinois right now and talk to Richard. He's got a problem with his chimney, and Richard, you say you had a damp spot for 50 years in this chimney? I guess we better hop right on this hot project.
Let's take another 50.
Well, it doesn't make the wallpaper come off, nothing. The plaster doesn't loosen up, just damp. We've put two or three different kinds of chimney liners in it, and we've done the whole chimney, and still doesn't solve the problem.
All right, well, first, let me ask you about your chimney. I see that you've got an old house. It's like 108 years old. I presume that you've got a brick chimney. Is it coming up through the middle of the house, or is the chimney on like an end wall of the house?
Pretty much the middle.
All right. Well, the middle, okay. Have you checked the flashing around the chimney where the chimney goes through the roof? Has anybody looked at that for you?
Yeah, we've replaced it, and we've redone the whole thing up there.
Well, when it comes up through the attic, does it get damp up there as well? Or it's not noticeable? Do you have a cap on the chimney? Is the liner just basically opened up to the atmosphere?
It's got a cap. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's got a cap. Okay, so with the cap on it, that's very helpful. Now, have you ever sealed the brick? Have you used a masonry sealer on the brick, like a silicone sealer?
I know what you're talking about, and we've never seen any reason to do that.
All right, well, you've never sealed it, so this could be a clue here. Now, the reason you would seal the brick is to slow down the absorption of the water. It doesn't stop it completely, but instead of that brick being so porous and so hydroscopic, I mean, the brick, the mortar, all of it, it just absorbs that water and kind of keeps going. It's like sticking a dry sponge in a pail of water. It's going to soak up that water until there's no room left, and that's basically what the brick does during heavy, heavy rainfall. And it sounds to me that that brick is probably very damp because it's getting saturated and it's pulling itself downward. It also sounds like it's not been a problem for you since it's been going on for a very long time. But the next thing that I would do is definitely think about applying that masonry sealer. And when you look for sealers, you want to look for one that says vapor permeable. So what that means is if the moisture gets in, it can vent out. So it basically will dry itself out. And the sealer is not going to hold that moisture inside of the chimney. You want it to evaporate.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling the Money Pit.
Are you ready to swing into spring cleaning? Well, the first step is to clear the way with some strategic decluttering. And that's the topic of Leslie's Last Word coming up right after this.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Doors everywhere.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-3555. That's 800-885-3555. 800-885-3555. Again, that's 800-885-3555.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. Jim, let's see who's emailed in a question.
Well, Jackie did. She's dealing with a driveway that's past its prime, in her words. She's got a driveway that's 28 years old and showing signs of cracks along various sections. She was told by one company it can't be resurfaced, probably because that's a company that wants to tear it out and replace it. But what are some of her options besides that?
All right, Jackie. Well, there's a great product by Quikrete, and it's called Recap. And it basically just sort of restores the surface. So if it's cracked, but not so badly, it's just sort of superficial cracks, you can use the Recap, you wet down the surface, apply the product, and it completely restores the surface. However, Jackie, if these folks are telling you something different because maybe it's cracked so badly and you have sections that are shifting, that is completely another thing, and it may need to be redone. But if it's just surface cracks, they're not moving, Recap from Quikrete looks great. It is a very easy do-it-yourself project, and it will allow you yourself to completely restore that driveway.
Are you ready to swing into spring cleaning? Well, the first step is to clear the way with some strategic decluttering. And that's what Leslie's going to share in today's episode of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
All right. Well, cleaning might not be everybody's favorite. It's certainly not mine, but it is greatly satisfying once you get into it, because clearing away household clutter will make your housekeeping easier. It's also going to make your home safer and more efficient. So here are some of my top tips for strategic spring decluttering. First, you want to start small. Start by clearing out a closet in a single room. You can sort things by things you want to keep, things you haven't worn or used in like a year, that you want to donate, and a trash bag for those undonatable items. I find, and this is terrible, but I find if I take everything out of the closet, I have no choice but to finish that task before I move on to the next project.
Self-motivating.
Yeah, especially if it's like the closet in my bedroom and I've put everything out on the bed and then I can't go to bed until that project is done. So kind of, you know, you push yourself in a corner and then you're like, I gotta finish it.
Or you sleep on the couch.
Or on top of the pile of clothes. Not that I have done that.
Right.
Next, let's talk about clearing out the clutter in the kitchen, because the kitchen clutter is especially dangerous. I mean, it's the most common place where a fire starts. So if you've got paper, cloth, other flammable stuff kind of just tucked next to those heat-generating appliances, that's no good. So find a spot for those things and make sure everything goes back to the spot that you have decided where that should go. Now, junk mail, that is the thing that a lot of people tend to tuck next to the stove, but it shouldn't take up a counter space in your kitchen or any valuable flat surface. You want to get in the habit of going through the mail as soon as it arrives or you get home from work, shred anything that contains confidential information, cut down on all that paper mail, pay your bills online, bank online if you feel comfortable to do so. I still know some people that don't feel comfortable banking online, and that's fine, but you want to make sure that you sort of get rid of this junk mail as it's coming in so you don't let it pile up. I promise, taking control of these spaces that we kind of just shove things or place temporarily in air quotes is kind of a great start to fully cleaning out your home. And you can do it and it will feel great after. It's definitely not during the process, but after, 100%.
Amen.
So definitely a good place to start. Coming up next week, guys, on The Money Pit. Are you ready to dig up some dirt and spruce up your landscaping space? Well, we've got some tips on how you can create a simple landscape plan to create a beautiful exterior for your home. That's coming up next week, plus all of wonderful home improvement advice from all of our listeners asking questions and us tackling them. Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone. Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Employers have added a better-than-expected 177,000 jobs last month as the job market showed resilience in the face of President Trump's efforts to level the playing field in international trade. Some economists claim Mr. Trump's tariffs on imports to the U.S. have shaken financial markets as well as frightened businesses and consumers. But correspondent Ken Lorman reports economic statistics don't reflect that at all.
Bill Adams, chief economist at Comerica Bank, called the jobs report reassuringly normal, adding the fears of a softer labor market due to tariff uncertainty went unrealized last month, adding that there are signs that businesses are reining in plans for hiring and capital spending, and that consumers are turning more cautious toward discretionary spending. But Adams noted that the warnings come from surveys of businesses and consumers, but have not yet showed up in actual economic data. Ken Lorman, Washington.
The jobs numbers come in above economists' expectations for a modest 135,000, and the Labor Department reports the unemployment rate remained at a low 4.2%. The United Nations is condemning Israeli airstrikes in Syria. More from Donna Warder.
The Israeli military has issued a statement saying 12 war planes carried out dozens of airstrikes in Syria, targeting infrastructure components and weapons across the country. Earlier, Israel said its forces were on the ground in Syria to protect the Druze minority sect following days of clashes with Syrian pro-government gunmen. Israel's action is being condemned by the UN Special Envoy for Syria. 4 days of clashes between pro-government gunmen and Druze fighters have left nearly 100 people dead in Syria and are raising fears of deadly sectarian violence. I'm Donna Warder.
You'll find breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their 3-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily, it helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their 3-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's 3-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
The Army has confirmed there will be a military parade on President Trump's birthday, June 14th, as part of the celebration of the services
250th birthday.
Army spokesman Steve Warren said the birthday celebration will include a spectacular fireworks display, the parade, and a day-long festival on the National Mall. Plans obtained by the AP say the procession will include Stryker vehicles, two companies of tanks, Bradley and Paladin artillery vehicles, and howitzers, with the heavier vehicles joining the procession near the Lincoln Memorial.
Correspondent Jennifer King reporting that plans for the parade call for about 6,600 soldiers, 150 vehicles, and 50 helicopters to follow a route from Arlington, Virginia to the National Mall. The battle between Prince Harry and his family has burst into the open again. The prince has given a TV interview after losing a court case over his security. The 40-year-old prince says he wants to reconciliation with the family. He also aired grievances against the royal family, Britain's government, and the news media as well. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Officials are pushing to get artificial colors out of the nation's food supply. Here's John Scott.
U.S. health officials announced plans to persuade food companies to voluntarily eliminate petroleum-based artificial dyes by the end of 2026. The process to change from petroleum-based dyes to colors made from vegetables, fruits, flowers, and even insects won't be cheap or easy. Health advocates have long called for the removal of the dyes. They cite mixed evidence that the colors are linked to behavior problems and obesity in kids. John Scott reporting.
Authorities now say the U.S. has 935 confirmed measles cases this year. That's triple the amount seen in all of last year. Two children, one adult have died from the illness this year. 10 states have active outbreaks. That would be Indiana, Kansas, Michigan, Montana, New Mexico, Oklahoma, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, and Texas, with Texas coming in at 683 cases, prevented by vaccines, of course. More at townhall.com.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Have you ever wanted to unlock your musical potential? Cascade Curations not only has great music, art, and fashion, we also offer fun and exciting music lessons for all ages and skill levels. Whether you dream of playing the piano, guitar, drums, or vocals, our instructors will guide you every step of the way. With flexible scheduling and personalized instruction, you'll be playing your own tunes in no time. Don't just listen to music, create it. Call or text us at 530-255-4855 to book your first lesson. Cascade Curations, where we believe anyone can learn to play their own song.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro, handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th.
Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Approaching Memorial Day, which is awesome, except I feel like it's like New Year's Eve for me. It's like this big build-up Memorial Day, and then, like, usually it rains. So, you know, it's like, you're like, oh, man, New Year's Eve is going to be the best. And then you get in a fight with your boyfriend, and you're like, no, that was terrible. You know what I mean, though. So it's like, I'm so excited that Memorial Day is, like, approaching. Summer's going to be happening. We'll be back at the beach. We'll be grilling. It'll be all the great summer stuff. But I'm always like, the weather, you know, is not going to be that great. So whatever you've got going on, let's get excited for summer. We're going to do all the things to get the yard and the house in tip-top shape so we can enjoy the outdoor spaces, whether or not, you know, Memorial Day brings the official weather we want. It's definitely going to be the opening gates of an awesome season for everyone. So let us know how we can help you with all of your projects, solve your home improvement dilemmas, whatever you've got working on. We are here to lend a hand. Coming up this hour, with summer being around the corner, if you are short on space because you're about to have a lot of friends or you want to make a new outdoor space in the yard, we will help you figure out how to best create that outdoor space or find extra storage because you've just got all your yard stuff kicking around the lawn. We want you to have the most awesome backyard. So we're going to share tips to help you get organized. And this hour, again, joining us, we've got George Oliphant. You know him as the host of NBC's George to the Rescue. He's just an awesome guy who's going to share some great building tips and tell us about his wonderful caring show, George to the Rescue. So that's coming up. Plus, are you ready to see your lawn grow bright and green? Well, that will only happen if the soil is set for the season. So we're going to tell you how to test and tweak that soil so you get that lush green lawn that will be the envy of the entire neighborhood. And whatever project you have got working on, maybe one of them is a bathroom makeover. Well, if so, we have a great prize for you this hour. Really, it's a great prize for everyone listening. One lucky listener, though, will get the Super Smart Moen handheld shower that saves water in a lovely chrome finish worth $79.99. So give us a call right now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Out in Missouri, we've got Lori on the line, Leslie, and she needs help with spackling. What's going on there, Lori?
Well, I have, it's that popcorn ceiling. I'd like to know an easy way that's not so messy to remove it. I want to have a flat ceiling.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can't do that project without having a big mess, and it's going to get quite messy. But there are a couple of tricks of the trade that will help you get through this project. So let's walk you through it. The first thing you need to do is test for asbestos, because you want to make sure that there's no asbestos in that popcorn material. You can pick up a testing kit for the asbestos at any kind of home hardware store near you, or you can use an outside lab. I mean, it's not terribly expensive, but you do want to make sure that it's not asbestos in any way before you tackle this project. Now, once you know that, the best process here is really something called like a wet scrape, and you get a 1 gallon garden sprayer, any kind of garden sprayer, and you spray that popcorn material very lightly. You don't want to overspray it, but you want to kind of saturate it and then let it sit for about 10, 15 minutes, and then you should be able to take that wide spackle knife or putty knife and simply scrape that popcorn right off the ceiling. You want to go slow. You want to start in a small area, but you have to make sure that it's really absorbed that water well. And once you've scraped that entire ceiling, you can kind of take a survey of the job. Did you miss some spots? Do you have to go over an area again? But you want to make sure that you've got it all off. The other thing is you can try to do it dry, but it really isn't going to give you the same level of success as that wet scrape. If you do have asbestos, obviously it's not a project that you could do. If there's lead paint, it could be a problem. It's so much easier for the stuff to become airborne when it's dry, so the wet approach is definitely better for a do-it-yourself project. If you do choose to go with the dryer, which definitely have a vacuum handy, it's going to be super dusty. Same for, you know, a wet dry vac helps you out with the other approach as well. You just want to make sure as you're pulling off all the debris, it goes right into the vacuum, it goes right into proper drop cloth. You just have to make sure that you're working with that wide scraper and just know that you're going to get super messy. And the other thing you should consider here is as you're scraping, try to be careful and not gouge that ceiling, it's not going to be a perfect project because you are working hard to get all of that popcorn off. But if you do end up with any gouges in the ceiling, you can kind of fill it. Primer is going to be your best friend here to make sure that you're getting good adhesion. Don't go with any sort of sheen in that ceiling paint because if there are any areas of unevenness, you're going to notice it a lot more. But, you know, and your neck is going to hurt. This is a project that's definitely, like, not a fun one. I hate doing anything on the ceiling. But you're going to be so pleased with the difference you see once that popcorn ceiling is down and real proud of yourself for a do-it-yourself well done.
Well, I appreciate it. My husband's laughing at me.
Yeah, I don't think your husband's laughing at you. I think he's laughing because he's happy because he doesn't have to do it.
All right, Leslie out in Michigan, my home state, is Dennis, and he has a roofing issue or something along those lines. What's going on, Dennis?
Well, a while ago, I dropped a container of roofing cement off a shelf in my garage. It was a powder form, and apparently it got a little wet at one point. It then dried onto the floor. Now, the floor is a concrete cement floor, which I had stained years ago and put a cement stain on it to protect it. So I'm wondering what is going to be the best way to get that off. Am I going to have to use some muriatic acid to loosen it up and then scrape it off?
Yeah, the first thing you should try is to just physically scrape off as much as you can. I truly don't think, though, that you're going to be able to save that finish that you put on the concrete underneath. You're going to end up having to restain that whole surface again, but you do need to physically get off as much as you can. I think the fact that it's been sitting there for so long and has cured is going to make this a very difficult project. You might be able to use a solvent after you get as much off physically as you can first, maybe like a mineral spirits, and then you could also work it in with a wire brush so that you're really getting into the concrete and see if that starts to help break it down. Acetone would work as well. I know that the roofers of the world will tell you to put gasoline on it and it would probably work, but that seems super dangerous to me. I would not recommend spilling gasoline on any type of surface purposefully. I think mineral spirits is going to be enough. You apply it, you brush it in carefully with the wire brush. It gets into that material, gets into sort of the pores of the concrete, and then you may have a shot of sort of getting it up a little bit. All right, well, good luck with your project, and thank you again for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Give us a call with all of your home improvement how-to questions at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, is the underside of an ugly second-story deck hindering your use of that outdoor space? Well, Trex Rain Escape is here to change how you view that now usable space, so stick around. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Do you have a toilet that's noisy or always running? Well, it's probably your flapper. You can stop wasting all that water and the noise by replacing the toilet flapper. We here at Team Money Pit are big fans of the Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Its innovative design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install, and it's the only flapper you'll need. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that noisy running toilet today. It's an easy DIY project, and it takes just a few minutes. So replace that old, worn-out flapper with the Super Flapper and start saving water immediately. Fluid Master has been the go-to brand for plumbing pros for over 67 years, so you know you are getting a product that's built to last and trusted by the experts. Any questions, you can call them at 800-631-2011 or just visit superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 bird feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of the Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com. D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. I hope you guys are all enjoying everything that the spring season has to offer. You guys, it was a big to-do here at the Segretti household. I paid the deposit on my new foyer windows, which could have been a new car. Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Windows are expensive, but I'm super excited for this leaky mess to be taken care of. So I'm going to say the countdown to 6 weeks until that window arrives. Woohoo!
It'll be 8. It'll be at least 8.
Thanks, Jim. Mr. Positive. Well, whatever. What do you guys have? What's on your plate this weekend? You know, let us know so we can lend a hand. And you could win a great prize that isn't going to take 8 weeks to get to you, because I'm going to make sure Jim puts it in the mail immediately following the show.
Yes, ma'am.
We've got up for grabs the Moen handheld shower that saves water in a chrome finish. It's a super innovative handheld shower that is set to reduce water flow to a trickle once it reaches your desired temp. So that water is going to be exactly how you like it. You are not wasting water while you're doing all those other things for the water to heat up. It also has the magnetics technology, which will release that handheld from the magnetic dock and really kind of snap it right back into place, even if your eyes are closed. Because, you know, you're singing, you got shampoo, you're like dancing around, and you're just putting the handheld back up there. At least that's what goes on in my shower. It's got 5 unique spray functions.
Nice visual.
Listen, you do it too. Don't lie.
Not in your shower.
No, but in your own. Oh, yeah, and okay. I know everybody at home is like, yeah, I do that.
Exactly.
Anyway, it's got 5 unique spray functions, so you're always going to get that perfect shower. It's a prize worth $79.98. You can check it out at Moen.com, but that chrome finish is going out to one lucky caller. Jim, who's singing in the shower next?
Okay, Leslie, we've got Helen in Massachusetts. She's dealing with a leaky sewer system, and it's causing a bunch of issues for her. So what's going on there, Helen?
Unfortunately, I have had a crack in the waste pipe that takes all the waste from my top floor to the septic system. It has flooded my basement.
Oh.
Number one, is there a way to fix the waste pipe, or do we have to go and have a plumber come in and cut the waste pipe and reinstall a new one? And number two, I need something to put on the floor of the basement. We had carpeting. The carpeting is ruined now, and I don't want to put carpeting down again. So what would you suggest?
That is absolutely terrible, Helen. But here is the good news. Because this was sort of a sudden situation, it was a crack, a sudden leak, this would actually be covered by your homeowner's insurance policy. So definitely call them immediately, file a claim. You know, if it was something that was like a slow leak that was happening over time, that's on you. But something like a crack like this and it causes a flood and all this damage, you definitely want to call your insurance company. They're going to send out an investigator. They're going to estimate the damage. But you guys could also hire a public adjuster. Now, these guys work on a percentage of the claim, and often they find a lot more than the insurance team does. because they're basically working to make sure everything is covered from the layer of paint to the nails to the screws, like everything, you know, in between from top to bottom. You also need, because this was a sewage issue, they're going to have to call in a remediation company, and they're going to come in and treat all of these sewage-affected areas, because obviously it was a lot of waste down there, and that's very unhealthy. I'm sure it doesn't smell great. And the interesting thing, the remediation team will also sort of, you know, evaluate everything else in the house. When we had a flood at my folks' home, the house ran out of oil. The pipes froze. It was cold. Nobody could get to the fill because of the snow. And when the pipes thawed and they were able to fill, the amount of water in the house was insane and continually running. And this remediation company came in, I believe it was ServPro, and not only did they remove all the drywall and assess all the furniture, they went into the other rooms and were like, oh, these clothes were exposed and there could be mold spores, so we're going to clean them. So these companies really help to sort of set you back up for success and make sure anything that's salvageable is, anything that needs to be cleaned or taken care of or treated is also, and then anything that's bad, they're getting rid of for you. So there's, you know, a lot of help with these remediation companies. Now, for your carpet, I mean, generally in a basement, carpet's not a good idea. You get dust mites, it's damp, it could be moldy, it's a real mess. So definitely choose a hard flooring surface when it's time to kind of reevaluate what you're doing down there. And, you know, now you guys can spend more time outside because, you know, the inside's kind of a mess, which is fine. Yeah, so I think once you've sort of gone through this process with the insurer and the remediation company, whatever's left over, this is a great time to sort of reorganize, declutter, get rid of the things that you don't want in that new space so that when everything is redone and fresh and healthy, you've got a nice clean palette to work with all of the stuff that you definitely want to keep. I'm sorry this all happened to you, but it could be a blessing. Well, a functional outdoor living space is one of the most sought-after features among today's home buyers. And let's be honest, pretty much every homeowner out there wants one, too. In fact, COVID saw all of us like...
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air. Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Clean the joist and the decking so it will protect the surface and the structure and the space below the deck, but you are not going to even notice it at all. And once that's protected, that space below, you can use it for everything from storage to a fully functional outdoor room. I mean, if you've got this space sort of all buttoned up, you can add in gas lines for an outdoor kitchen, electricity for safe lighting, ceiling fans, even a TV so you can catch those baseball games from your own outdoor stadium. To see for yourself how Trex Rain Escape works, you can check them out online at TrexRainEscape.com. That's T-R-E-X, RainEscape.com. Let's see who's got a project they need a hand with. Jim, who's up?
Jason in Arkansas is on the line. Leslie has a question about lightning control. Ooh, what's going on there?
Due to a hailstorm a couple of years ago, I replaced my roof with a metal roof, and in a recent storm, lightning destroyed my heat and air unit. And the technician was out here, and there's actually an old grounding rod on the southwest corner of my house that I didn't even know existed, but it is no longer connected to anything. So I need to know what I can do to prevent further loss of air conditioning units and whatever other appliances are at my house here.
All right, well, first of all, let's talk about homeowner's insurance. Do you have any?
Oh, sure, yeah. The insurance paid for the heat and air unit.
All right, good. I want to make sure you knew that because lightning is covered.
There's this ground rod in the ground, and it has a wire connected to it that's buried, but it is no longer connected to anything. I didn't even know it existed here.
All right. Well, I'm not sure if that wire was ever connected to this lightning rod on the old roof, or maybe it was taken off and replaced with the metal roof and just sort of never reconnected. But typically, if you had a lightning rod on your roof, there would be a heavy copper cable that went down the exterior wall of your house, and that would be connected to the grounding rod, which is a long metal stake about 4 to 6 feet long, and that goes deep into the ground. And the idea here is that if lightning strikes, it strikes that lightning rod, the electricity is carried through the cable down to the ground. Now, the position of that cable is important. If you know that there's plumbing in the exterior wall, you do not want to run that cable along where the plumbing is, because it could happen that the electricity could jump across the cable to the plumbing pipes and electrocute anybody that's in contact with them. So it has to be done correctly. But I suspect here that you're talking about parts of an old lightning rod system that was in place but definitely is no longer active.
That's what it would appear. So I need to purchase some. Is this something that's available at Lowe's or somewhere, these lightning rods?
I mean, I don't know if you're going to find sort of a kit, if you will, at a big box retailer. I've never seen it, but then again, I don't really shop for lightning control in my area. Perhaps where you live, you do, but I would sort of start online, and if they're going to have it, it'll be in their big box stores. You'll find it on the website. But I think the placement is the most important part, and you're going to have to know some stuff structurally about your home, about the plumbing of your home, and what's in the ground.
All right, well, I appreciate it very much.
All right, Jason, well, good luck with that project, and thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYBIT. As a person who lost a dryer in an electrical storm, I understand this frustration. When we come back, we are joined by a good friend of mine and really just a fantastic person, George Oliphant. You know him as host of NBC's George to the Rescue. Here to give us an update on all that's going on with George and his rescues. We'll get to that and your calls when we get back.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 800-709-4393. 800-709-4393. That's 800-709-4393.
Attention. Have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers, so don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-3555. That's 800-885-3555. Again, that's 800-885-3555.
Battles aren't won solely on the field. That's a common misconception. Battles are won within, over enemies of fear, enemies of doubt. In that place where promises are kept. Promises to oneself.
This is a physical training event, Arthur!
Promises to one's community.
Helping people move debris out of their house.
Promises to one's country. In the heart of every Marine, you'll find a promise. A promise forever kept. A promise of battles won.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
Listen up. A financial expert has a way to help your wallet and stay on budget. Verizon has an amazing new guarantee as the first and only carrier offering a 3-year price lock for mobile and home internet plans. Financial expert Patrice Acevedo explains.
This guarantee is such an amazing deal. Verizon is really doing its part to help consumers control costs and budget by locking in a special price for 3 years. This is really something consumers should take advantage of.
The 3-year price lock includes my plan and my home plans. Acevedo adds that this isn't a promotion. It's a promise that demonstrates the value Verizon brings to customers.
I always advise people to get maximum value for their money, and a 3-year lock guarantees peace of mind in today's world. It shows that consumers are number one for Verizon.
All My Plan customers can trade in for a free phone. Verizon is also first to offer free satellite text messaging on qualifying devices. Visit Verizon.com for more information.
The people out there that follow their politicians off a cliff are a bit of a problem.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Many pensions are down billions after the market sell-off from the tariffs. Could this mean pension cuts down the road? Some people out there fail to see the forest for the trees.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Money Pit. This is Leslie Segretti. We are here with George Oliphant, good friend of mine, and of course the amazing host and heart of George to the Rescue on NBC. So George, you're telling us how you sort of got in with this first family, Uncle Al and his niece and nephew.
Uncle Al.
So you started this program, and when did you realize at this point, obviously you're doing a kitchen, you're doing a big repair, you're doing a lot of work. How did it sort of now all of a sudden we're going to give you a whole chunk of time?
We beg, borrow, and steal. And everyone, we had no budget, especially at that time. We had no budget. Like,
you still beg, borrow, and steal, George.
Right now we still beg, borrow, and steal. And then we really, we didn't have the pool we do today. And so the project took us like what a regular kitchen project would take, 6 months. You know, had to do the planning and the getting all the materials and ducks in a row. And then we did it. And when it came time to, you know, as we finished it, we said, this is too much generosity, but also too great of a story. We want to tell who Uncle Al is. We want to show what we did. We want all the elements which currently you see in a George Rescue. And so we went to battle with the execs, which they were thankfully accommodating, and we said we should do a half-hour open house to the rescue special. They said we'll entertain it. We did it, and it got an incredible reaction. People said, this is what I want to see. I want more of that.
You've done 180 rescues.
And that wasn't even number one. That's not even counted. Uncle Al.
So since then, 180 rescues. How does this all come together? Are people nominating folks that they know in their community? Are people nominating themselves? Like, where do you find every story?
Oh, we find stories all over the place. We see people on the news. And for instance, there's this boy, Sparsh Shah, who I was just literally sitting with my dad, like having a snack, and he had the TV on, and it was that show, Little Big Shots. And there's this boy in a wheelchair, and he's this musician, and I was like, wow, he's captivating. He's incredible. And I reached out to my senior producer, who's my right hand, left hand. He's a part of me, Andrew Bank. And I said, we should see where this kid lives and what his living situation is like. And if possible, maybe we can, you know, help him out. And sure enough, he lived in a very small house in New Jersey, and he was in his wheelchair. He couldn't fit into his bathroom. His parents had to carry him into the bathroom if they wanted to brush his teeth or anything like that. And like I said before, he was a musician, so we created a studio for him. We fixed up his house so that it was more ADA compliant. That's just one of many. We hear word of mouth, especially once you have like this rescue community of families who, whether they have suffered a spinal cord injury or they have a child with some disability or just all these different fields where they get early intervention or rehabilitation, we know all those people, and they'll sometimes be like, oh, you know, maybe George Rescue can, you know, figure that out or help you out or fix up your house.
I think what's interesting, George, is that, you know, having worked on these makeover shows, you're given such a limited amount of time to sort of go into the how-tos of things. So are you hoping to sort of develop something a little further where you're keeping up these great stories, but you're able to then share additional information about the construction process and the how-tos?
I am. With George the Rescue and it being a human interest show that uses home improvement to tell the story, a lot of the who, what, when, where, why, that's an incredible transformation. How did that happen? A lot of it gets lost or it's glazed over. So, I'm utilizing the world of YouTube and just give a little bit more deeper dive into kind of what we did, how we did it, why we did it, things to look out for, things to keep in mind, whether it's where you live, what type of house you live in, or what type of materials you're going to use, costs, all of the different things that you, anyone who's listening to this show has to deal with when they're working on any project in their house, big or small. There's always these questions that you have, and I'm going to try and, you know, answer as many as I can.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us and answering all of our questions as we get through everything that's going on in your 16th season of George to the Rescue. You guys can check out George and his truly amazing team of just like the nicest production folks I've ever met in my life. You can head on over to georgetotherescue.com. Coming up, are you ready to grow a lush lawn this spring? Well, it all starts with a soil test. We're going to tell you how after this. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. It's time to get outside and transform your patio, porch, pool deck, and walkways with concrete resurfacing products from Deich Coatings. These top-quality real stone and granite coatings roll on easily to add beauty, durability, and traction to all of your surfaces. No artistic skills needed, and you'll love the authentic color selections. These DIY projects add value and curb appeal to your home. Learn more at the Home Depot, Lowe's, or DeichCoatings.com. That's DeichCoatings.com. Winter is the perfect time to welcome birds into your garden, and here's why. They're nature's pest control, helping to keep caterpillars, slugs, and snails in check. Our top pick here at the Money Pit to make your garden bird-friendly is the Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder. For just $20, this versatile feeder offers 3 feed tubes to accommodate different foods and attract a variety of birds, and a large capacity and durable wear-resistant metal construction for years of reliable use. Pick up your Centurion 3-in-1 Bird Feeder today at Walmart or Walmart.com
and visit CenturionBrands.com to discover more quality lawn and garden products. Make your garden a haven for birds this winter. It's a win for them and your plants. Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, this spring has been pretty rainy in my part of the States, but there's so many projects that you can tackle indoors. You can kind of start planning your outside projects, even if the weather's a little yucky. But maybe you have sort of a bathroom redo on your plate. If so, we have got a great prize up for you this hour. It's the Moen handheld shower that saves water in a chrome finish. It's a gorgeous shower. It's got five different spray functions. You're always going to find that perfect shower that you want, but it's super smart because it will always monitor the temperature. So if you say, I need a 95 degree shower and turn on the water, it's going to heat up and kind of stop that water to a trickle once it reaches the temperature you've asked. So you're not wasting a ton of water doing the other things that you'd be doing waiting for that water to heat up. So it's super smart. It looks great. It's a prize worth $79.98. You can check it out at Moen.com. We've got the chrome finish going out to one lucky caller. So, Jim, who's next?
All right, we're heading to Mississippi now, Leslie, with Laura, who has a very humid home. It has a lot of moisture on the walls. What's going on, Laura? Tell us about it, please.
I was calling to find out what do you have to do to keep, like, moisture build up on the walls and the inside of the house that could turn maybe to mold, mildew. What do you have to do to keep that away?
So I kind of think it's a combination of some things, Laura. First of all, if you have air conditioning, you want to make sure that you're running it consistently because air conditioning happens to be a pretty good dehumidifier. Secondly, if you have vent fans like in your bathroom and your kitchen, you want to make sure that those are venting to the outside and not just recirculating that moisture back into the house. You know, the one over your stove could potentially be a recirculating fan, especially if that stove is just on an interior wall. Sometimes they don't vent outside. And that doesn't put a lot of moisture back into the house, but it does put some back in. The other thing is your bathroom. You want to make sure that that vent fan, if you have one, isn't just venting into the attic or just sort of dumping it somewhere else. You want it to move that moisture outside. Now, if you still have excessive humidity, there's a couple of things that you could do outside of the house. I know you're like, but it's inside. But yeah, outside, because the moisture's coming in from somewhere. So perhaps there's water collecting at the foundation of the house, and that moisture is going to end up inside because it does get absorbed into the concrete foundation and then evaporates into the space. You want to make sure that your gutters and your downspouts are getting that water away from the foundation. And if you're still having a lot of humidity issues after checking into that stuff, you can install something called a whole home dehumidifier. And it's not like the smaller dehumidifiers that you kind of just put in the basement and then empty that little bucket every now and again. A whole home dehumidifier goes into the HVAC system.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Starting March 12th, every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
You need something like this. So don't worry. Just know that you want this target area of 6.5 to 7, and we can help you get it there. Now, if your lawn looks too thin, it could just be time to reseed. So it's best to kind of rototill the soil, mix in any fertilizer that you may have applied. That's going to kill off most of those annual weeds, which is why it's best to do this before you go seeding. Now, perennial weeds, on the other hand, those are the ones that come back year after year. They Yay. Have roots. I know. Hooray! And it's not even like a plant that you want. It's like a dandelion.
Right, exactly. Wouldn't it figure?
It's like, great. But those roots really remain in the soil. So tilling that soil is only going to break up that root into pieces, which will result in more weeds. So the quickest way to control weeds is by applying a post-emergent herbicide, meaning it's already come out of the ground. I know where it is. I'm going to use the herbicide to kill those weeds. And that should do a good job of getting it right to the root. Now, the timing here is important. So the best time to plant grass seed is late April through May, so right about now, and late August to early September. You want to use a fertilizer spread, apply half of the amount in one direction and the other half at right angles, because that will give you uniform coverage of the lawn. And most importantly, I know every step has been very important, but here you have to water. You want to sprinkle lightly several times a day. You've got to keep that soil moist and cool. And as the grass begins to grow, you can water less often, but sort of more soaking the soil each time rather than like a little bit while you're still waiting for those seeds to germinate. It is a lot. It does take a bit of work, but you can, once you sort of get everything normalized, have a super gorgeous lawn that's not going to require a ton of work. All right, Jim, who's up next?
All right, Leslie, we're going to head out over to Illinois right now and talk to Richard. He's got a problem with his chimney, and Richard, you say you had a damp spot for 50 years in this chimney? I guess we better hop right on this hot project.
Let's take another 50.
Well, it doesn't make the wallpaper come off, nothing. The plaster doesn't loosen up, just damp. We've put two or three different kinds of chimney liners in it, and we've done the whole chimney, and still doesn't solve the problem.
All right. Well, first, let me ask you about your chimney. I see that you've got an old house. It's like 108 years old. I presume that you've got a brick chimney. Is it coming up through the middle of the house, or is the chimney on like an end wall of the house?
Pretty much the middle.
All right. Well, the middle. Okay. Have you checked the flashing around the chimney where the chimney goes through the roof? Has anybody looked at that for you?
Yeah, we've replaced it and we've redone the whole thing up there.
Well, when it comes up through the attic, does it get damp up there as well? Or it's not noticeable? Do you have a cap on the chimney? Is the liner just basically opened up to the atmosphere?
It's got a cap. Mm-hmm.
All right, well, it's got a cap. Okay, so with the cap on it, that's very helpful. Now, have you ever sealed the brick? Have you used a masonry sealer on the brick, like a silicone sealer?
I know what you're talking about, and we've never seen any reason to do that.
All right, well, you've never sealed it, so this could be a clue here. Now, the reason you would seal the brick is to slow down the absorption of the water. It doesn't stop it completely, but instead of that brick being so porous and so hydroscopic, I mean, the brick, the mortar, all of it, it just absorbs that water and kind of keeps going. It's like sticking a dry sponge in a pail of water. It's going to soak up that water until there's no room left, and that's basically what the brick does during heavy, heavy rainfall. And it sounds to me that brick is probably very damp because it's getting saturated and it's pulling itself downward. It also sounds like it's not been a problem for you since it's been going on for a very long time. But the next thing that I would do is definitely think about applying that masonry sealer. And when you look for sealers, you want to look for one that says vapor permeable. So what that means is if the moisture gets in, it can vent out. So it basically will dry itself out. And the sealer is not going to hold that moisture inside of the chimney. You want it to evaporate.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling the Money Pit.
Are you ready to swing into spring cleaning? Well, the first step is to clear the way with some strategic decluttering. And that's the topic of Leslie's Last Word coming up right after this.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community.
In Los Angeles, Navy veteran Sarah Fields opened a vocational training center designed specifically for veterans. Through her organization, Vets to Work, Sarah teaches a variety of job skills, including coding, resume writing, and interview techniques, helping veterans transition into the civilian workforce. The program is free for veterans, and Sarah works closely with local businesses to ensure that graduates have job opportunities awaiting them. To date, Vets to Work has helped over 200 veterans secure full-time jobs, empowering them to build successful careers post-service.
Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Attention, have you racked up $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? With credit card debt reaching all-time highs, National Debt Relief is notifying consumers about significant debt relief options currently being made available to help those with overwhelming credit card debt. These options may reduce a large portion of credit card debt for those who qualify. You don't need to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan, and you may only have to pay back a fraction of what you owe, even if you have bad credit. National Debt Relief has already reduced the credit card debt for more than 550,000 consumers. So don't wait. If you owe $10,000, $20,000, or even $100,000 in credit card debt, you can now take advantage of this financial debt relief as the cost of living continues to skyrocket. To check what debt reduction you may qualify for, call 800-885-3555. That's 800-885-3555. Again, that's 800-885-3555.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Welcome back to the Money Pit, where we make good homes better. Jim, let's see who's emailed in a question.
Well, Jackie did. She's dealing with a driveway that's past its prime, in her words. She's got a driveway that's 28 years old and showing signs of cracks along various sections. She was told by one company it can't be resurfaced, probably because that's a company that wants to tear it out and replace it. But what are some of her options besides that?
All right, Jackie. Well, there's a great product by Quikrete, and it's called Recap. And it basically just sort of restores the surface. So if it's cracked, but not so badly, it's just sort of superficial cracks, you can use the Recap, you wet down the surface, apply the product, and it completely restores the surface. However, Jackie, if these folks are telling you something different because maybe it's cracked so badly and you have sections that are shifting, that is completely another thing, and it may need to be redone. But if it's just surface cracks, they're not moving, Recap from Quikrete looks great. It is a very easy do-it-yourself project, and it will allow you yourself to completely restore that driveway.
Are you ready to swing into spring cleaning? Well, the first step is to clear the way with some strategic decluttering. And that's what Leslie's going to share in today's episode of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
All right. Well, cleaning might not be everybody's favorite. It's certainly not mine, but it is greatly satisfying once you get into it, because clearing away household clutter will make your housekeeping easier. It's also going to make your home safer and more efficient. So here are some of my top tips for strategic spring decluttering. First, you want to start small. Start by clearing out a closet in a single room. You can sort things by things you want to keep, things you haven't worn or used in like a year, that you want to donate, and a trash bag for those undonatable items. I find, and this is terrible, but I find if I take everything out of the closet, I have no choice but to finish that task before I move on to the next project.
Self-motivating.
Yeah, especially if it's like the closet in my bedroom and I've put everything out on the bed and then I can't go to bed until that project is done. So kind of, you know, you
push yourself in a corner and then you're like, I gotta finish it.
Or you sleep on the couch.
Or on top of the pile of clothes. Not that I have done that.
Right,
all right.
Right.
Next, let's talk about clearing out the clutter in the kitchen, because the kitchen clutter is especially dangerous. I mean, it's the most common place where a fire starts. So if you've got paper, cloth, other flammable stuff kind of just tucked next to those heat generating appliances, that's no good. So find a spot for those things and make sure everything goes back to the spot that you have decided where that should go. Now, junk mail, that is the thing that a lot of people tend to tuck next to the stove, but it shouldn't take up a counter space in your kitchen or any valuable flat surface. You want to get in the habit of going through the mail as soon as it arrives or you get home from work, shred anything that contains confidential information, cut down on all that paper mail, pay your bills online, bank online if you feel comfortable to do so. I still know some people that don't feel comfortable banking online, and that's fine, but you want to make sure that you sort of get rid of this junk mail as it's coming in so you don't let it pile up. I promise, taking control of these spaces that we kind of just shove things or place temporarily in air quotes is kind of a great start to fully cleaning out your home. And you can do it and it will feel great after. It's definitely not during the process, but after, 100%.
Amen.
So definitely a good place to start. Coming up next week, guys, on The Money Pit. Are you ready to dig up some dirt and spruce up your landscaping space? Well, we've got some tips on how you can create a simple landscape plan to create a beautiful exterior for your home. That's coming up next week, plus all of wonderful home improvement advice from all of our listeners asking questions and us tackling them. Remember, guys, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On The Money Pit Radio Show. On The Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with...
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Top Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Brian Kilmeade here. Thanks so much for listening. This hour, we're going to be joined by Zarna Garg, an outstanding comedian, screenwriter. She's got a one-woman show out. That'll be great. And Liz Claman is standing by. But the first big news, Alex Wong, assistant to the National Security Advisor, and Mike Waltz, this National Security Advisor, have been let go by President Trump, the first to go after just 100 days. I guess it dates back to the Signal chat, which, well, that wasn't good. But as we know, it was a mission that was already completed. There was a person on there that shouldn't been, and that's definitely a mistake. But if you need to play the perfect game at the White House, I don't know anyone that's doing that. And I'm just stunned. So it's I don't think it really benefits anybody. But the other big story remains the economy. I thought if people were going to get let go, it might be, you know, people that came up with that chart when it comes to the tariffs, it seems to have a lot of challenges. Or the game plan for with the tariff release, perhaps. But in terms of foreign policy, the president's got a bunch of, got a lot of spinning plates right now. It all is in the hands of Steve Witkoff with no experience in a real estate background. I don't really know why Mike Walls has to pay the price for that. But let's talk about the economy. Liz Klayman, anchor of the Klayman Countdown at 3 o'clock every day on the number one business channel in the world, Fox Business. Liz, welcome back.
Thank you so much.
So that's big news. Was not expecting that.
Huge. And I'm watching the markets. The markets sometimes move on big changes or things like this. And again, it's still sources, I believe. But
this is confirmed.
Oh, it is now confirmed. Okay. Well, the stock market was already up today, and it came back yesterday from a major deficit. So,
and why was that?
Well, first of all, the deficit came after the GDP, the gross domestic product for the economy for the first quarter, contracted. That is not a good thing. However, we also had, it was almost like dueling data points. The data point that came out for the Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge was very, very benign and calm, which was a good piece of news. So the markets came back.
Could you explain this to me for who's not an economist? So what they said, what was said to me is there was such a push to buy products before the tariffs kicked in. It threw off the GDP.
That's called a distortion. And you always have to look at those distortions. So what happened was people were so panicked that these tariffs, and rightly so, because things have gone up in many cases, were going to kick in, that they front-loaded all kinds of inventory demands. And people, individuals, would go on Amazon and buy 10 of what they normally would have just bought one of. So they front-loaded all of this demand. That distorts it, not to mention the fact that you also had a lot of upheaval in the markets. You know, April 9th, you saw the NASDAQ was down plumbing around 15,000. Okay, today it's at around 17,000+. So it has come back. There's been this weird round trip. And businesses get very nervous. You're not wrong when you just said that that list, that big poster board of tariffs, was not positive for the stock market. And I'm not just talking about companies and big corporations. People looked at their 401ks, and they had really, really vaporized in many cases. And that was very disconcerting for people who stopped spending.
Well, Liz, you always tell people like me, there's going to be ups and downs. And in 2008, they said, don't look. All came back, right?
Anybody sold April 9th or 10th made a mistake.
Yeah. So people say, calm down. You know, these are not good. The pandemic hits. Not a great time to look. Understood it. So I just said, okay, this is unprecedented. The amount of tariffs and the reconfiguring of trade with hundreds of countries, you know, 200 countries. Mm-hmm. So the market seemed to have come back in a way. Here's Scott, the Secretary of Treasury, yesterday, cut five.
The GDP came out down 0.3%. The first read of the first quarter GDP, I know that we'll see updates to that GDP. But, Mr. Secretary, can you walk us through what happened there? And does this indicate or suggest that we could, in fact, see a recession this year?
No, Maria, as NEC Director Hassett said, we expect to see the number revised. It was a first quarter number. A lot of it may have been due to inventory stocking. I think there were some anomalies in the number as we pick it apart. And remember, too, some of this is the economy that we inherited from the Biden era with the unsustainable spending. So that number does not represent what's going on in the economy. It was a good first quarter despite the weakness we inherited.
So that was the theme on the other channels. It wasn't a theme on your channel, but it was definitely something that needed to be talked about. Do you like his explanation, or is that spin?
Well, spin in part. Can I just say, if this were the Biden administration or a Democratic administration and you saw 0.3% contraction for the first quarter when you expected, the experts expected 0.3% to the upside growth, which is still pretty pathetic, the Republicans would be going absolutely crazy. Now, was there some overhang from the last administration? No doubt. However, the first 100 days just for the markets gave the worst performance for the Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ since the Nixon years. Brian, I deal in numbers. I'm not interested in politics. That's not good. However, it doesn't mean that things aren't going to get better. Mm-hmm. I believe in the U.S. economy. It always comes back.
Wait, it seems like they're trying to reset the foundation. They're not saying these are my problems. They're looking to reset the foundation of the economy. They're looking to bring manufacturing back quickly. Mm-hmm. They're looking to address national security issues like the rare earth metals and pharmaceuticals. And I think they're looking to rewrite relationships with even our enemies and our allies at once.
Yes. And guess what? Part of that is really working. In this first 100 days, it's something like $3+ trillion worth of manufacturing that has been promised to come back to the United States. That's Donald Trump. That's him saying, what are you doing? Do better.
Right.
Now, I'm watching very closely the jobs numbers. We got first-time jobless claims. That's a fancy way of saying the first time people are jumping onto the unemployment line.
Right.
That jumped kind of exponentially. It's still historically not that bad, but we get the April jobs number tomorrow. And Brian, I have to tell you, we're watching for an expectation of 130,000 jobs created. March was 228,000 jobs created. Got to be really careful when you're watching businesses who can't read the landscape because there's been so much stop and go with these tariffs that they just stop hiring.
So I wanted to see what a trade deal would look like. We know that the USMCA took 2 years. Right. So I'm thinking, how are you going to take 2 years with this? So Jameson Greer was asked that last night. Are you, tell me what you're doing with India, South Korea, Japan. We hear they're close. Vietnam, Israel said, let's just do it. You saw indications from Italy that they're going to help the EU come in. Right. So here's what Jameson Greer said to Brett last night. Cut eight.
How about I throw out a country? You say whether you're close. India.
Yes.
Finish line close.
I wouldn't say finish line close, but I have a standing call with India's trade minister. I sent my team to India for a week. They were here last week, and I met with their chief negotiator.
The vice president was there.
He was there, and he announced a terms of reference with India, a framework for a broader trade agreement with India. Exactly right.
South Korea?
South Korea, they've been very forward-leaning. We're gonna see them again pretty soon. They've provided offers. We've given feedback. I think we're out some time with Korea, but they are going in the right direction.
So it just seems like I just said, I thought there might be a template. Just boom, 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 one after another. It doesn't seem like...
I'm holding my hands in my head because we had Howard Lutnick on CNBC, okay, and he said, as he was talking about this, one deal is done, 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 done. He said done four times, and then he said, we still need to have the parliament vote in that country and the prime minister. He didn't say which country. You could argue it was India. Okay, what part of that is done? You don't know what these parliaments are going
different
to do
problem with the trade
and say.
Yeah,
so Jameson is actually being a little more circumspect and maybe honest about what's going on. So the left hand is not quite talking to the right hand. And you just want to hear an actual solid deal like you got yesterday with the special minerals deal.
From Ukraine.
Yes, that was a deal.
Right. So there's a couple of things. If I'm the Treasury Secretary in my small world, I said, Jameson, give me the framework. Mm-hmm. Have the rest of your staff finish it out. Give me the framework. Tell me where we're done. Show it to me. As soon as Bessent says, I got enough, let's announce it. I'm going to call the South Korean. I don't care if he's on Zoom. And then you have India. How would the markets begin to react to that if not Lutnick, but the Treasury Secretary is saying, I'm here to announce some good news. The framework's been done. The details are being written right now for South Korea. And 2 hours later, I said, sorry to bother everybody. We're back again because Japan has just finished off the framework. Jameson's crew, Greer's crew is going to finish off the details. Another, how would the market react to that?
So Benjamin Graham, who was the famous value investor, used to say the market is a gigantic voting machine. Now you would think there will be a relief rally. I would think there might be a relief rally. However, there's also the buy on the rumors, sell on the news. Sometimes people then sell. It doesn't matter. What matters is that is, as you put it, a foundation under which we could see better numbers or at least some clarity from businesses or for businesses who can say, okay, now I can breathe. I know I can sell and buy from India.
So you had Mario Gabelli on yesterday. He's the CEO of chairman and CEO of GAMCO.
Yes, billionaire, self-made, brilliant.
Here's what he said to you about the recession, cut nine.
Now, tomorrow you're going to have the GDP announced, but the imports that surged in the months of March and April are going to show you a slowdown in economic activity, and all of a sudden everybody's going to say, well, we have an economic recession. Stop! The point is that that's a great time to be investing if that put that fear into the investor. So the tariffs, yes, a learning curve for some of the administrators, and we're going through that. But the bigger issue for me is what is taxes going to be in the next 4 weeks?
So he wants the big, beautiful bill.
They want to know what the landscape is going to look like. So they know, do I need snow tires? Do I need regular tires? How can I actually know if I don't know what potholes are going to be ahead? What's on the road? What kind of detours? So when he sees, and this is for corporations, what the tax benefits are for them, whether it's, you know, you can write off 100% of your capital expenditures, things like that, then he said that's going to be great for earnings down the road for these companies. And how right was he about GDP contracting due to these distortions this time around? We'll see what happens. But listen, all through the Biden years, we had people coming on saying, I foresee a shallow recession in the next year. Never happened. So we're overdue for one.
Right.
Not sure you could then blame the Trump administration for that. But it didn't help that there is this much opaque atmosphere when it comes to trade.
I know you have to get on a call. My last question is, what can we look to find out what kind of condition China's in and how they're weathering this storm?
China is this weird black box right now because we have President Trump saying, oh, I've spoken to Xi, and she is saying no. But now there was some news today where they said that China and the U.S. have spoken, that the U.S.
at a lower level, right?
Yeah, at a lower level. And it's very hard to know. I predict that there will be some type of trade deal with listen, some of these countries don't matter, but Canada, Mexico, China, India, Japan, South Korea, they matter. Brian, they are the big trading partners.
And we're thinking about shippings and what cargo ships are going to be on what. But do you think that they're feeling it?
Yes. I know China's feeling it. We look at the ports and they have completely shut down a lot of their exports. But they have also said we can take pain a lot more than the Americans. I'm not so sure about that. That said, they are coming out of a bad economy over the past year and a half. They are hurting. But now, here's the problem. They have this nationalistic thing that they have ginned up, saying, well, President Trump dissed us and we can be stronger than America. So I don't know, but I do believe in the end there will be deals with these countries. Mm. They may not be markedly different from what we had before.
I'm not on TikTok, are you?
Yes.
They are starting to pop up. Your algorithm that just goes to your needs.
Yes.
Now all of a sudden people selling directly to you are popping up in your algorithm. Is that correct?
That is, well, not to me, but to my staff. They're very young and they said, wait, why am I getting... One is a guy, and he said, I'm getting women's clothes made in China.
Guess what?
That's the government.
It's government run. Will everybody out there pushing back against TikTok understand that says it just should be out there to competing? It is a China propaganda device.
100%.
It's out to hurt you. Mr. President, it helped you because young people are on it, but now it's turning on you because there are no positive Trump trade stories on there, and that's what the young people are reading.
Yeah.
Liz, I look forward to your show at 3 o'clock
today.
Great
to be here. Right. Thank you so much, Brian.
Thank you. And meanwhile, the headline is, sadly for me, Mike Waltz is out as National Security Advisor. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people paid to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Neighbors in England celebrating their 101st birthday together makes today's Dean's List. Josie Church and Anne Wallace Hadrill have lived next to each other since the 1980s and have enjoyed their twin birthdays for decades. Over the last few years, they have gotten even closer as they both lost their husbands and have leaned on each other for support. They both volunteer and spend many hours together, keeping busy. Anne served in the Royal Navy service as a radio mechanic during World War II and has received a medal for her service. Josie was trained in nursing and cared for soldiers in the Second World War. The two best friends don't remember the exact moment they discovered they shared a birthday, but they both remember when they turned 100. And when it comes to what they're secret is to staying young, Josie and Anne say stay busy and enjoy each day. Great advice, ladies. Happy birthday. You both made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1991.
The liberation of Kuwait has begun. In conjunction with the forces of our coalition partners, the United States has moved under the code name Operation Desert Storm.
Kuwait is liberated. Iraq's army is defeated. Our military objectives are met.
I don't know too much about him, but I knew that people were complaining about his apartment smelling. You know, everybody smelled a funny odor, but nobody knew what it was.
This is high-tech lynching. I cannot shake off these accusations because they play to the worst stereotypes we have about black men in this country.
Because of the HIV virus that I have attained, I will have to retire from the Lakers today.
News as it happened then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Lara Pulver, Joanne Froggatt, and Mandeep Dillon of Mobland. They shared their favorite fan feedback on the show so far.
All I can say is that the friends and family that have been fortunate enough to come with me to the screenings are all in. And it's very nice to kind of watch them watching it and just observe their response.
They got the scripts as they filmed, and creating the characters was a collaborative process.
But it actually brought quite a lot of creative freedom and input that I feel like we all had with our characters. Mm. Because I think as Jez was still writing, we were still developing our characters, and then the two things kind of moulded together.
Mm. I'd done quite a lot of backstory beforehand. Like, I sat down and spoke to our producer when I got the role and was like, okay, tell me, you know, just so I know what's what. And I think as we went on, when I'd get the scripts and I would, you know, see what she was up to, yeah, it did feel collaborative, but also I loved everything. Like, I'd read the scripts and be so excited.
Ashley DeBorkin, Fox News.
Breaking news, unique
opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
AOC is clearly a serious candidate. If you look, we do have some polls for 2028 Democrats. Now, they don't really tell you anything about 2028, but they do tell you a lot about right now. And Kamala Harris is leading, but not in the sort of dominant way you would expect the former nominee to have. Maybe she's around 30%. And you have Pete Buttigieg, who is doing very well in the Democratic world. AOC, now we've seen J.B. Pritzker come out, and he gives fiery speeches. That's what all the press reports say. So they're having kind of a Trump-hating contest right now, and there are a lot of people who are vying for the top.
So Governor Whitman is the only one not hating Trump, who considered a leading candidate to be president or a leader. But I would also say Harris gave another below-average speech yesterday, nothing recognizable except for a ridiculous comparison to elephants and earthquakes. And then you have a situation where you have a series of speeches from various leaders. I just don't see how, you know, if you look at AOC, you see the exciting, but her message is terrible. If you look at Mayor Pete, why people think a guy that was, nobody thinks he was a good mayor, and nobody thinks he was a good transportation director. And by the way, Sean Duffy, and I'm going to talk to him about it, he was left such a mess. Word is, this guy wasn't even showing up at his job. He had to be begged to show up in Palestine, Ohio, remember? You remember any disasters where every airport shut down, nobody had any backup equipment? He never looked to modernize the air traffic control. They were left when Sean Duffy takes over. There was something like 3,000 short nationwide of air traffic controllers through the pandemic. He let a whole bunch of people retire. So, I mean, tell me where he did good. He served in the military, and all he ever talks about is how he's gay. I mean, I don't think we need to get, that doesn't get you elected anymore. I mean, does anyone even know that the Secretary of Treasury Secretary is gay? It doesn't matter. We look at performance. In terms of performance, this guy should not be a contender. The governor of Florida on pure merit should be a contender to be president. On job performance, the governor of California should never be elected to any office ever. Ever. Everything he does, almost everything he did was wrong. And then this vice president, border czar, rejected doing the job. It's impossible. An impossible job design given to her to make her look bad. Really? Tom Homan, it made him look good. And he was the border czar. Fixed in 100 days. And he's going to leave it. It's going to be even more fixed. And trying to clean up the mess that she left. Had no. She went out and asked Visa to invest in essential American country. And these are the people that earned the right to be the nominees? Please.
On top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Take a pause.
New York City isn't the safest place, especially when you're a turkey.
She flew across the East River.
amazingly, and back to Manhattan.
Manhattan Bird Alert's David Barrett says Rosie the wild turkey got bold, going from the quiet of Roosevelt Island and into Manhattan.
There's more traffic. There are people that don't know how to deal with her. Their dogs, all these things make life much more treacherous for her in midtown Manhattan.
Another dangerous spot for turkeys, inside Martin's Supermarket north of Elkhart, Indiana. The bird misbehaved so much the cops were called.
There's a very large turkey that just went in the store, and they need animal control out here chasing the customers. It's a really big turkey knocking everything off the shelves.
But then one of the cops grabbed the bird and carried it into some nearby woods. The police said on Facebook afterwards, no harm, no foul. Take a pause. Jill Nato, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
Or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Lyndon Johnson.
Lyndon Johnson was the most politically oriented person I have ever known in my life. He thought nothing else. I remember being down on his ranch with him. He was taking me around and showing me his ranch, and he'd show me a deer or a cow or something. But before he got through the sentence, he started telling me, what can we do about so-and-so? He pushed all the time, and he would jump on people. He would yell at his office staff. He'd even yell at members of Congress.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Artists in Portland, Oregon, pursuing their passion and being supported by the community, makes today's Dean's List. Sula Wilson, Mary Ellen Anderson, Davis Wolford, and Sarah Mensah all created North Pole Studio in 2020, giving those with disabilities a place to paint and sell their artwork. Austin Bragg is one of those artists who, despite having autism, has thrived in this environment with his drawings and his talent being recognized. He recently designed a piece that's on display at Portland's Public Transportation Agency. Austin says being different gives him the opportunity to create something beautiful for others to see. North Pole also gives their artists the opportunity to exhibit and sell their work and help build careers in their field, continuing to expand and bring in more artists to create and be seen for their incredible talent and creativity. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. With us in studio, one of our favorite guests. I hope you're watching on the stream on Fox Nation or Brian Kilmeade, or you go to foxnews.com, hit on watch, and you can just scroll until you get to us. Zonnegar, comedian, screenwriter, and host of the Zonnegar Family Podcast, and author of the new book, This American Woman, a once-in-a-lifetime memoir. Zonnegar, congratulations on the book.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And you
Brian.
Just showed me a picture of you in the subway.
That's right.
Right. So I thought your first, when you decided to go from the funny person to your family and your friends to on stage, I thought it was a little stage. You found you did you get the stage, the pandemic hit, and then you hit the subway?
Yeah, I mean, I did my first sold-out show at Caroline's in Midtown in New York. And the week after I did my first sold-out show, the pandemic hit and New York City shut down. And because I was so new to it, I was really nervous that I'm going to lose my comedy. I'm going to lose the funny. So I just bought a mobile speaker and a mic, and I started doing shows in the subways of New York City. And I was doing a show every evening under a tree behind the Met.
Get out of here.
Yeah, 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 for free.
And how did you get people? Social media?
No, I just, whoever showed up, I was just accosting people, be like, let me tell you a joke.
And were people thinking, well, this poor woman needs help?
Yeah, or they were just nervous, but they didn't want to react. So they were like, all right, just tell the joke and leave. Right. You know, sometimes you see crazy people and you just stand still.
Right.
And like let them do their crazy thing.
That's what they thought, you were one of those people.
Yeah.
So that was what year?
2020.
Uh-huh. And how soon, were you already starting to establish yourself before the pandemic hit?
Just starting, like just about making a little bit of a name, very minor. I was working in one or two clubs in New York at the time.
Right. Yeah. And then you started on stage. How would you describe your humor?
Family stuff, everyday life humor, husband, wife, kids, many kids, teens, a very expensive college trauma. And of course, the star of my show, the mother-in-law.
Right. Yeah. So describe your life before you got to America.
I mean, I was born and raised in extreme affluence in India. I was born into a... By the time I was born, my parents were wealthy,
mm-hmm.
even though they were self-made. By the time I came around, we had a big house. We had everything. We had air conditioning, which back then in India was a big deal. Like, you know, you're talking wow. the 80s. 70s even. And I was a very happy, like socially conscious Indian kid, like in the Park Avenue of Mumbai. So think a leafy, beautiful street like Park Avenue in Mumbai. And, you know, my mom passed suddenly, and I was the youngest of four. And my dad, the day after she passed, was like, you need to get married. And that kind
of... You were 14.
I was 14, yeah. Which, by the way, in India, it's young, but it's not, like, unthinkable. There are 15-year-olds who get married today.
So he picked a guy for you in arranged marriage?
He wanted to, yeah. He did, eventually, because I... Yeah.
And did you stay with that guy?
No. I mean, no. I almost did because I was out of options. I mean, I left home. First of all, for 2 years, I was couch surfing in India.
Wow. So you go from affluent to couch surfing.
My dad was like, listen, if you don't want to get married, you can't live here. He thought he would scare me into submission, and I thought he would come around. I thought he's riddled with grief because his wife has just died, my mom, and that he's going to come around and that this is all going to be okay. And we were basically in a face-off. So I left thinking... I'll just room with my friends. You know, when you're 14, 15, you think life is a slumber party. And then I showed up at my friend's house, and after a day, my friend's mom is like, you should go back. And that's when it hit me. I was like, oh, my God, like, I have nowhere to go. And it was almost 2 years of where can I go tonight? Because my dad, you know.
Did you stop going to school?
I was going to school just about. Because everybody I stayed with was in my school. And, you know, India that way, unlike America, is a very community-style life. Like, mm-hmm. you can stay with your friends, show up in school with their parents.
Oh,
it's
really?
Yeah. It's not a big deal. It's not that serious. So I finished school, but it was, every day was a new trauma of, like, where am I going to stay tonight? And now, in hindsight, a lot of my comedy has its roots in those years, because a big reason people open their doors to me is because I made them laugh. You know, I always kept things light. I tried to offer whatever value I could, you know, around the dinner table or whatever was going on. So, but I gave up. At some point, I gave up and I went back to my crawling to my dad. I was like, all right, you win. Because I was trying to get a visa to come to America. My sister lived in America. She still does, in Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying desperately to get a visa.
And you were just going
to
leave him behind. And your family behind.
I was
going
to leave everything because she was willing to take me in.
Right.
No one else was willing to take me in.
I cannot believe your dad didn't cave.
No. No, you believe it, because people back home are that severe. Like, I know in America it feels like a lot, but the guys back home, they're not fooling around. When they say, you're going to listen to me or else, they mean it.
How'd you get here?
I got a visa. Eventually, I got a visa.
What year is that?
In 1992.
So, 92, you get here, and then what do? You go to your...
I go to college. My sister knew. I was always an avid student, a reader.
So, your grades are good.
My grades are excellent. That's the one thing that hurt me in my life is my insatiable curiosity. I always wanted to learn, and my dad thought that was the worst crime on earth.
Why?
Because he's like, women who learn too much, that their lives get ruined, then they have opinions.
And you knew that was ridiculous. Did you know instinctively, even though culturally it wasn't, but do you know instinctively it was?
But I had such a tearing need to learn. I can't even explain. I mean, I'm a self-taught screenwriter who won the number one screenwriting competition in America, beat out 11,000 scripts myself. I taught myself on YouTube how to write a screenplay. So there's something inside me that's desperate to learn. I don't even know what it, I can't control it.
Right.
But so my dad, I mean, my whole life as a child, I got yelled at because I wanted to read the newspaper before anybody else's. I still do today. I read every newspaper. I watch all the news shows. I'm desperate. And he would be furious. Why are you reading the newspaper? This is not going to help you in life.
Well, it's incredible. You inherited the smarts from your mother or your father. So you come here, you go to college. Where do you go?
Yeah, University of Akron in Akron, Ohio.
How'd it go?
So good. I mean, so good. I was in Ohio for almost 7 years living with my sister, believe it or not. Thank God. Thank God for rich relatives.
Right.
but she was very encouraging. Her husband was extremely, my brother-in-law is a doctor in America, has been practicing 40 years. They were like, you study as much as you want. We're here with you. So I went to college. I went to law school. I'm licensed to practice law in New York. We try to forget that. I'm really bad at it.
You're okay, good.
I'm not good at it.
I'll keep that in mind.
At one point, all my clients were in jail. I mean, they were guilty, but that's not the point.
Right, yeah. You were no help.
Yeah.
So you become it. But then you had to complete your life. How do you go about getting your husband?
I put an ad out online in 1997. I think I'm one of the earliest online dating success
stories. You put an ad out?
I put an ad out. I was very, very matter of fact. It was like, I'm looking for a life partner who's, you know, I'm going to be very successful. You need to be ready to go with me. I was like, no friends. Please don't email me if you want to be my friend. Because at the time, the TV show Friends was all the rage. And I remember thinking, as an Indian person, that show was like a horror show for us.
Why?
Because nobody was ever getting married.
Right.
They were dating. They were not dating. They were on a break. They were not on a break. Like, to somebody with our sensibility, it was like, what is happening in this show? So I was very conscious.
I'm not a Friends fan. I'm one of the few in America. Yeah. I never bought it. I'm like, I just don't care about the characters.
I remember watching it and thinking, my dad was right.
Right.
There is no hope for people here.
But you were watching in India.
No, I was here.
Oh, okay.
But he was always getting in my sister's head. He stopped talking to me. When I left India, we got estranged completely. We never spoke again.
And you haven't spoken?
No, he passed, and I wasn't even allowed to attend his funeral. It was like, he was like, I'm out of it.
Because you turned down an arranged marriage at 14.
I know it feels shocking here in America, but what he remembers is that I walked away from a guaranteed life that he was going to set up for me. He wasn't a bad guy, to be clear. He wasn't. He came from a good place. I have three siblings who are arranged. My sister was arranged and is deliriously happy and successful.
Do you think arranged marriages should be more commonplace?
I think the basis for arranged marriages is very solid. Like, there's some calculation of what's your family like, what's your education like. Like, there's some logic to
right.
it. So there's some good elements to it. Now, should it be done the way they do it back home, where the women pretty much have no choice? I don't think that it should be done that way.
Yeah, I agree with that. So the other thing would be you take an ad out and you find somebody.
Yeah.
There's another trend out there. They're offering now new relationships, 4-year contracts.
Yeah.
Would you think that would ever work if you married someone, say, how would you like a 4-year marriage?
People do all kinds of things. I don't think it works in my sensibility because you're either in it to build it
right.
or you're not. Like,
but
what
it
do
does
you...
keep you on your game knowing that my contract's coming to an end.
Yeah. Yeah, but it also keeps you on your mind, like, let me see what else is out there.
Right.
You know, like, that's dangerous. That's a dangerous path to go. I mean, now that I'm going to be famous someday.
Right. No, you are famous.
No, I tell my husband, I'm like, listen, if I, like, I have to do the whole Hollywood thing, at some point, I'm going to need another guy.
Right.
Because that's what all the big players in Hollywood do. And
how does he take that?
We've been together 26 years.
Right.
He
left. He answered your ad, and you married him.
Well, he didn't really answer my ad, was bring your tax returns and medical records.
That's
which,
so funny.
How impressive is that 20 years before COVID?
Right. Yeah.
And he responded saying, are you crazy? Like, what is this? And we kind of struck a friendship over email. And I was like, I actually have hundreds of people responding to me in Cleveland, Ohio.
That is unbelievable.
But yeah, my husband and I we've been best friends long enough. We laugh. And I tell him, I go, I even know my next demographic. If things don't work out with my husband, for all your listeners, I'm telling you right now, my next move is a billionaire with heart disease.
That's good.
Somebody who's got less
Can't
than
go
5
wrong.
Years.
Great combination. Yeah. That would be fantastic. So how long when did you go from wife, mom, to comedian?
About 6 years ago. Yeah.
And that transition seemed natural?
It seemed natural the way I do it, right? Because I'm not a product of the stand-up comedy scene. I just showed up at an open mic because my kids dared me to do it. But once I got up there, I was like, this is a job? Like, you know, no one back home has thought of stand-up comedy as a profession.
Really?
No, not at all. Like, and they still don't. Like, I still have to, like, explain to Indian people what we're doing. First of all, we don't go out for fun. That's the one.
What do you go out?
SAT prep. We don't do all. Like, you're not going to see an Indian person really at a Taylor Swift concert. That's just not what we do.
Do you have clubs? There's no clubs in Bombay?
Even today, there's maybe one or two, and then they get attacked for all kinds of reasons because it's not America. Like, in America, say what you want about who you want. Like, you can't do that everywhere else. You can't do that in India. We had a club.
This is a democracy.
It is. And yet, yes, I'm telling you, to all your listeners, Google right now. Indian comedy club destroyed just a few months ago because of something that some foolish thing a comic said.
You can't go back. That's the last thing you need.
I don't think they want me back.
Right.
No.
So, I mean, to have this book out to tell your story, it's a great American, a great American immigrant story.
Yeah.
How do you feel about all this talk about the illegal immigration? It's the number one topic, I think, in America.
Yeah.
Outside tariffs. How do you feel about it?
You know, the issue I have with it is that a lot, if not most of the people commenting on it are not immigrants themselves. They've not gone through the process. They've not stood in that line. They've not
understood. They cut the line.
They cut the line. So because I immigrated myself, right, I know what it takes to do it legally. To how many years you have to follow the rules, follow the laws, all the documentation and everything that you have to submit. So I kind of understand the crisis that the way it is in America, and I hope that it gets fixed.
All right. The name of the book, it's out. It's called This American Woman, a once-in-a-billion memoir. Zana Garg, it's her story. She's here right now. She also has dates we'll share with you when we come back. I also want you to comment on other people's relationships. Is that okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show, where the breaking news is not good. Good friend of the show, who I just interviewed on television 2 hours ago, Michael Waltz, has been fired as National Security Advisor, along with Alex Wong, his assistant. I assume this dates back to the Signal Chat controversy. Don't move.
Breaking news. The latest headlines.
Exciting commentary.
People are aroused. I haven't seen people so aroused in a very, very long time.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or ConsumerCellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. Do you feel like you're spending too much for your cell phone plan? Well, a lot of plans from major wireless providers can be rather costly, but there are things you can do to lower the expense. In terms of unlimited data plans, you need to ask yourself if you actually need to use that much data per month. Whether you're shopping for a phone plan at a new company or sticking with your current provider, opting for a plan with limited high-speed data is a great way to save. And perhaps consider a mobile virtual network operator like Mint Mobile or Visible, which both offer cheaper plans by operating on the networks of larger carriers. And it might seem like you'll be paying a hefty price for multiple lines. However, with many plans, you'll get a significant discount for having two or more lines for family plans. And check to see if you qualify for additional discounts. Many major wireless providers may offer special deals for members of the military, teachers, and seniors, and there might be discounts available through your employer. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Health officials are working to stop a growing number of measles cases across the country. The CDC says there have been some 800 confirmed infections in over two dozen states this year, mainly impacting children. About 97% occurred in people who are unvaccinated or whose vaccination status is unknown. And with resources stretched thin, officials like Dr. Amish Adalja with the Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security warn infections are likely being underreported.
There's lack of diagnostic testing, people not coming forward to be tested.
While there is no specific treatment for measles, public health officials say getting vaccinated remains the best way to protect yourself. Last week, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. encouraged people to get the vaccine, but says communities can't simply rely on it.
We need to also make sure that doctors know how to treat measles and how to treat the associated disease.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Talk show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The other change for Belichick is 24-year-old Jordan Hudson, his creative muse, as he writes in his book. Jordan was a constant presence during our interview.
You have Jordan right over there. Everybody in the world seems to be following this relationship. They've got an opinion about your private life. It's got nothing to do with them, but they're invested in it. How do you deal with that?
Never been too worried about what everybody else thinks. Just try to do what I feel like is best for me and what's right.
How did you guys meet?
Not talking about this.
No?
No.
So she evidently interrupted six times. I'm talking about the 24-year-old girlfriend of Bill Belichick, who wrote a book about something about winning, which, of course, he knows a lot about. And also, he's lost. The Browns didn't go well. He was head coach, you know, he was assistant coach under Bill Parcells. Well, a lot of people think he was overshadowed big time. So I think he's got a lot to say. And also, it ended when Brady retired. He wasn't successful. I'm interested in the book. But when CBS brought up something as her personal relationship, out from the corner comes a 24-year-old girlfriend taking control, looking like she's directing the interview. Zarnagarg is here. Her book is now out, The American Woman, a one in a billion memoir, which is a fantastic story. But Zarnagarg, we talk so much about relationships, the difference in American culture. Your thoughts about this relationship and a 24-year-old girlfriend interrupting a legendary Hall of Fame coach while he's doing an interview?
I think he likes it. Brian, I think he likes it. I think he has to make so many decisions in his professional life, and he has to be a boss. I think he's enjoying being slapped around like this.
Isn't it humiliating? Come on.
This is turning him on, obviously. Like, he's allowing it.
Right. And how about this? Would you ever allow someone to show up for an interview for a book with a old shirt with holes in it?
Once
a 72-year-old man.
The thing is that I do think she's a social media and a media genius, because she knows this little hole is going to get this interview thing popping more than anything he can say.
Interesting.
How many people zoomed in and were like, is that actually a hole in his shirt?
Here is Alec Baldwin on the red carpet with the mom of seven. He's had a hell of a last 3 years. Listen to Alec Baldwin, who's as belligerent as he gets, but now around his wife. Listen.
You want more of this? Season two? Do we know anything?
The Ilaria show.
No. I think we're going to see, you know? We're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, just cut him out of the show. No.
Come on, Zarna. That's not acceptable, is it, in a really? Would your husband talk to you like that?
I think she forgot she's not talking to one of her seven kids. She had a moment of, like, I'm talking to my son.
Right. Don't you think we got a glimpse inside, though?
Yes, we really did. But once again, he must like it. There's no way this is happening without his permission.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But, yeah, I mean, it's just so weird to see two guys who usually get in people's face, totally control.
Yeah.
By a strong woman, who you are. Zarnagarg, as funny as he gets, The American Woman. Where can we see you on the road? Where do we go? What website?
Zarnagarg.com has all my tour dates coming up. I'm going to be all over the country touring my third hour, because my second hour, Practical People Win, is dropping in Hulu in July.
Wow.
Yeah.
You are productive.
Yeah.
Keep it up.
That's what we do. Thank you.
Jason Hansen, former CIA officer here, with an urgent warning. The 2025 tariffs are a matter of national security, and retaliation can become an extreme national threat. Every American with a 401k, IRA, or retirement account should act now before it's too late. I urge everyone to protect and secure their hard-earned money with physical gold and silver before we see massive retaliations from China and an extreme market of volatility. I only trust Advantage Gold with my money. They're the number one precious metals company in America, and they can help you secure your retirement with physical gold and silver. To get started, just call 800-324-9902 and request their free gold investment guide and learn how you can own physical gold and silver, tax-free and penalty-free. But don't wait. This threat is real. Call 800-324-9902. Now again, that's 800-324-9902. Call right now and get your free gold investment guide today, or visit AdvantageGold.com. Past performance may vary. Always consult with a tax and financial professional.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Democratic nominee and 42nd President of the United States, Bill Clinton, addressed the Democratic Convention in 1992 at Madison Square Garden in New York City.
Let it be our cause that we give this child a country that is coming together, not coming apart. A country of boundless hopes and endless dreams. A country that once again lifts its people and inspires the world. Let that be our cause, our commitment, and our new covenant. My fellow Americans, I end tonight where it all began for me. I still believe in a place called hope. God bless you, and God bless America.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Get ready for a military parade planned for Washington, D.C. this summer.
There will be a military parade on June 14th, President Donald Trump's 79th birthday, which also happens to be the Army's 250th birthday. It commemorates the 1775 authorization of companies of riflemen by the Continental Congress. The plan calls for about 6,600 soldiers to march from Arlington, Virginia to the National Mall, along with 150 vehicles and 50 helicopters. Jennifer King, Washington.
Aid workers say warehouses in northern Gaza have been looted as desperation for aid spikes after more than 2 months of Israel's blockade. Organizations in Gaza say looting has continued for several nights by unidentified armed and unarmed individuals. A major education program is surviving proposed budget cuts.
President Donald Trump's administration has apparently backed away from a proposal to eliminate funding for Head Start. That's the preschool program that educates more than 500,000 children from low-income and homeless families. On a call with reporters, an administration official said there would be no changes to it. Head Start supporters had been worried after a leaked Trump administration proposal suggested defunding it. Project 2025, the conservative blueprint drawn up by the Heritage Foundation, also called for cutting Head Start. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
The Trump administration is asking the Supreme Court for access to Social Security information on millions of Americans. Republicans and the president have argued that legal actions aimed at blocking White House policies are in reality political attacks against Mr. Trump. The fan who fell from a 21-foot high wall onto warning track at PNC Park during a Pittsburgh Pirates game is awake and alert. The organizer of the GoFundMe page for Kevon Markwood, the 20-year-old who slipped off a railing and onto the field, says Markwood is improving. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
You heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
The busy airport outside New York City is cutting flights because of air traffic control issues. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
United Airlines is cutting 35 daily flights from its schedule at Newark, New Jersey's airport. United CEO Scott Kirby says the technology used to manage planes at the airport has failed more than once in recent days. In a letter to customers, Kirby says that according to the Federal Aviation Administration, Newark cannot handle the number of planes scheduled to operate there because of understaffing. I'm Donna Water.
Vatican workers have installed the simple stove in the Sistine Chapel where ballots will be burned during the upcoming conclave to elect a new pope. The Holy See has released a video of the preparations for the May 7th conclave, which include installing the stove and a false floor in the frescoed Sistine Chapel to make it even. The footage has also shown workers lining up simple wooden tables where the cardinals will sit to cast their votes. More at townhall.com. Regardless of size, these canines got along just fine. Keith Peters has the story.
Size differences didn't cause any issues when the world's tallest and smallest dogs met up for a playdate last month. Reginald is a 7-year-old Great Dane from Idaho who is the size of a small horse. Pearl is a 4-year-old Chihuahua from Florida the size of an apple. Both are certified winners in their respective height titles by the Guinness Book of World Records. Pearl stands at 3.59 inches. Reginald measures in at a whopping 3'3". Keith Peters, Washington.
Sovereignty outdueled 3-1 favored journalism down the stretch to win the 151st Kentucky Derby by 1.5 lengths in the slop. Trainer Bill Mott won his first Derby in 2019, also on a sloppy track, when Country House was elevated to first after maximum security crossed the finish line. You'll find more on these stories plus breaking news at townhall.com.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Arturo Fuente Chateau Maduro. Handmade in the Dominican Republic with a dark Connecticut broadleaf wrapper, giving us a rich, medium-bodied cigar with pleasant notes of coffee, vanilla, and sweet spiciness. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. We come to you from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, but we're looking around the world and around the country. Bottom of the hour, Mike Lawler is going to be with us. Is he queuing up for Republican to get the Republican nomination and run for governor? What about Elise Stefanik? Would that affect anything? We'll discuss that with him, along with the big, beautiful Bill. And Olivia Rheingold's in studio, staff writer at the Free Press. And we're going to get to her shortly. Just AOC is having a big event tonight. Why does that matter? I think she's become a national figure. People are looking at her for 2028, and she wants a key a party chairmanship or ranking membership over at the Oversight Committee. We'll see how that goes. And the President of the United States is going to be speaking, too. So before we get to Olivia, let's get to the big three.
Number three.
It's been 50 days. 50 days of pain and suffering. My children and I had to watch Trump and Bukele's administration laugh over pain.
Right. She is also in pain because she was beaten twice by the illegal immigrant boyfriend, I guess she had. It's illegal immigrant madness. More details of that monster, Kilmar Albergo Garcia, and what he did before he was shipped out to El Salvador. We'll discuss it.
Number two.
Why was Mike Wallace let go?
So he wasn't let go. He is being made ambassador to the United Nations, which, of course, is a Senate-confirmed position. I think you can make a good argument that it's a promotion.
Yep. Shake up at 1600. National Security Advisor Mike Waltz exit for the UN. Marco Rubio fills in. What does it mean for Russia, Ukraine, Iran, and Israel? We'll discuss it.
Number one.
A lot of people like to talk about tariffs. Well, tariffs is exactly what they were doing for us. You know, when you want to defend that, they're a beautiful thing for us. If you can use them, if you can get away with using them, it's going to make us very rich.
Well, that is President Trump speaking yesterday on the economy, on tariffs. Are we going to begin to start talking with China? The New York Times has a story today where there's been an overture made. China's got to consider with parameters to begin talking at any level. We're going to look at the tariffs, the president's budget, and the latest on the big, beautiful bill. 19 Republicans have actually put out a letter warning President Trump, you have to cut Medicaid. That's going to be trouble. Olivia Rheingold joins us now for the Free Press. Olivia, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
A lot going on in New York and around the country. First off, when you talk about what's happening in New York, the president's had a lot of focus on Columbia, Harvard, and Yale.
Mm-hmm.
What's going on these college campuses? You told me you went to journalism school at Columbia.
I did,
Bring us onto the campus when you went there. Tell me how it might have changed now.
Yeah, so when I went there, there were definitely hints of what was to come, where I remember at least once I had a pitch shot down because it was considered racist. Honestly, it's a little complicated to get into, but I think it was racist that they considered it racist.
Yes.
Definitely over abortion. I mean, they considered the job of a reporter, especially when it comes to abortion, to expose the corruption of the pro-life movement. So it's very easy to see where the social justice roots come in. I went there pre-BLM, and from what I've heard of from students who have gone there after BLM, I mean, in my head, I call it the Columbia School of Propaganda, because I think it really is to train the next generation of journalists how to help progressive movements and make liberal cases through reporting.
So this guy, this student, Moshan Madawi,
right,
who is a co-founder of a Palestinian group on campus mm-hmm. that helped lead the takeover of the encampments and everything else like that, was let go of, out of an ICE facility in Vermont. They said he's not a danger. However, they do have a gun store owner who says that he told him that he used his gun to kill Jews.
Right.
Seems to me that's a danger. In fact, when he broke up with his wife, she turned in his gun because she was concerned about her welfare. These are two incidents you would think a judge would say, hey, listen, until we determine your legal status, we should probably hold on to you.
So, okay, those instances are news to me. What I can say is that I did embed within the Columbia encampment. I probably spent, 4 or 5 days there, sometimes blending in as a student. And I saw an interview in which that student was really shocked by the descriptions of the encampment being anti-Semitic, and it absolutely was. I mean, really what they stood for was a sanitized, westernized version of the actual Hamas doctrine. It's very hard to distinguish where Hamas's ideology begins and where a lot of the ideas that were floating around that encampment stood for. So, the student, personally, I am conflicted about what should happen regarding his immigration status, but I mean, it's clear as day. The group is extremely radical and anti-Israel.
Right. And Columbia started it, and they left their $400 million frozen, and they said, okay, what do we need to do to get that money unfrozen? Trump is saying, we're going to look at everything, including your curriculum. They don't know how to handle that. This is an all out. This is an attempt to straighten this whole thing out. The poison ivy poor part of America.
Right. And I mean, personally, I'm also conflicted on this.
Should the government be telling you what's going to be said? It's really an aggressive and
a slippery slope. But at the same time, I mean, next semester, there are already classes slated on settler colonialism that use Israel as an example. And so I'm not quite sure how you get the rot out. I'd like to think that you get the rot out just by open debate and exchange of ideas, but anyone suggesting that Israel has simply the right to exist is shut down on campus.
When you embedded, they said they called themselves the Gaza Solidarity Encampment.
Yeah.
And when the Iranians come out and thank you, and when Hamas comes out and thanks the students in America, isn't that telling?
Here's the thing. I think they are so confused that they actually might think that that's a plus for them. I mean, when you speak to a lot of these students, I'm not sure if they would even. I think they outright support the Iranian regime at this point. To be honest.
Now think about that. What education could you possibly have? The people of Iran hate their regime, but
so
we here
wild.
In America
yeah.
like the Grand Ayatollah. If you're a woman, do you think you'd thrive in Iran?
Right.
Do you think any of these women would thrive?
Right.
I'm so tired of having rights and freedom to speak and pick out my own outfits.
Right. And I mean, women is one thing, but when I was walking along the encampment, there were tons of signs. Queer starts with an F. For Palestine, a lot of trans support for Palestine. I have no idea what their conception.
Because you know how they feel about homosexuality.
Yeah. I don't, like we were talking about the pitch that it was racist, that they thought it was racist. I think that this is, think that the Palestinians only believe are only anti-LGBTQ because of Western oppression or something like that, instead of it being a sincere belief.
Right.
It's so confusing.
They're trying to give them a bailout for their archaic beliefs about human sexuality when in turn, if you were gay, they would say, what roof do you want us to throw you off of?
Exactly.
So we'll see what happens. And as I mentioned before, Professor McWhorter was sitting in your seat.
Right.
He's very well-known author and professor at Columbia.
Yeah.
And he said that he believes the majority of the faculty think Israel is a huge mistake. and they got the job, and they're teaching elite students that you need to get fantastic grades in order to be an undergrad. They're looking at the foreign students, why they're chosen, what the school is getting from other countries. This is long overdue, but it's being hit. Harvard is being hit extremely hard. They're suing back. And Yale, last week, last Wednesday, with all this scrutiny, still could not control their student body who came out against and who came out for anti-Semitism.
Yeah, yeah. On Yale, they were shouting "Glory to our martyrs," which is so bizarre. And most of the kids that I've met who are chanting this stuff, they're on Zoloft. They're using Daddy's credit card, and yet they are basically shouting "Allahu Akbar" in the streets.
It's crazy. So you would think you're dealing with a naive culture of like the Bowery Boys, the uneducated without parents living in an orphanage. But you're talking about kids highly educated with a lot of options who get into an elite school, and their choice to go with that barbaric way of thinking is insane. Did they even read about 9/11?
That's a whole nother thing, because I think that there's a lot of 9/11 revisionism. But I think that it is two things. I think it's a lack of skepticism. I think that if you are presented a sanitized, westernized version of the Hamas doctrine, I think that professors, like we were just talking about, have found a compelling way to frame it in a social justice narrative. But these students, they lack the skepticism to even go and Google the counter arguments. So I will be sympathetic in that regard, that if you are, that some of these arguments are highly persuasive, especially if it's framed as a, you know, evil white people against brown minorities type thing, which is an argument that they are very open to. The other thing is, obviously, there's so much social clout to believing these things. And when I was on, when I was in the encampment, it did kind of make sense that for a generation stunted by the pandemic, I mean, this was fun. It's a chance to connect for them, to paint their nails for Palestine, to chat with friends. And so it's also a point of social connection, I think, is what's driving it.
The Al-Qaeda color scheme wasn't attractive.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not sure. All right, let's talk about just real quick, because it's another area you've dealt with, PBS and NPR, President of the United States, in an executive order is denying them all funds. Now, of course, they'll sue back. You work there. Is he right to do this? Is he right to feel as though both those organizations, instead of being unbiased, are biased against Republicans and him?
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame him. The first thing to note is that it really is a very small proportion of their funding, that NPR. I think it's about 1% of their budget comes from federal funds. So it really is a symbolic gesture to take that funding away. But I don't blame him, because I think that NPR at its best a few decades ago probably really was a public service. It's gotten really far away from that, where I don't think you can argue this is in the public good. I think if you're a blue-haired lady driving a Subaru on your way to, like, I don't know, volunteer at Planned Parenthood, you probably think it's in the public good. But it's become a really partisan institution that, you know, inserted words and framing I wasn't comfortable in my reporting.
You had some problems when you were there.
Yeah, yeah. There was one story I did that was picked up nationally by NPR where it was about Trump's tweets, one of Trump's tweets. And I spoke to local Montanans, because I lived in Montana at the time, and no one I spoke to thought that these tweets were racist. And yet, when I saw what the NPR, the national editors, had done to my story, the headline they gave it had the word racist in the tweets. I think Trump is not wrong to consider it a hotbed of propaganda.
In New York, you're also covering this Luigi Mangione situation. We watched him in cold blood shoot the CEO. By the way, no problem with the CEO. He has no history with him. Just stalked him and killed him. Ran.
Right.
Planned it, plotted it.
Right.
So he's looking at the death penalty. He wants to get rid of state charges, federal charges. But not only is he not vilified, he is lauded. And they even do in a play about Mangione. Could you tell me about
this?
Well,
first of all, not a play. It's a musical. They've got some musical.
They're singing about him.
And it's inspired, musically, it's inspired by the show Chicago, which is has a little va-va-voom energy to it, because, you know, Luigi is considered a sex symbol, honestly. And Yeah, the makers of the musical have really been careful to say we're not valorizing Luigi Mangione. But I read this quote one of them gave where he said, OMG, it is so campy, the whole good guy with a gun thing. I don't know what they're talking. This is not the Met Gala. This is not, you know, they were talking about it as if this is like a episode of RuPaul's Drag Race or something, as if it weren't a murder.
It was an assassination, right?
Yeah.
And the, you also in the same prison in New York,
right.
P. Diddy, who goes on trial on Monday, as well as Sam Bankman-Fried.
Yeah, they appear
in the
musical.
So they all appear in the musical?
Yeah, and it's, I think the term might be gender diverse casting, where, you know, they've got a woman. I think women, I'm sorry, don't mean to gender this person. It's potentially a they, them is playing Sam Bankman-Fried. But yeah, gender diverse casting.
We used to call that Pat. Remember Pat on SNL? No one could figure out if Pat was a man or a woman.
Oh, okay.
It was a character. Now it would be
they're
politically incorrect to do it. I'm sure they're going to apologize at some point. So you don't know what to make of it, but you can't get a ticket.
Oh, I can't get a ticket. No, I tried because I want to see it. I want to see it. But yeah, I've been, you know, embedded with his supporters. I'm a member of the Discord group. I like to check in, see what's going on there. He's got a lot of fans.
Real good. Real quick. Olivia, you are working on what for the Free Press after this?
I'm actually going to that AOC rally tomorrow in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
So another one. So she's got one year in New York with Jackson Heights tonight. Yeah, I guess so.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know she's
And then she's going to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Is that the oligarchy
Biden,
tour?
Biden the oligarchy.
Biden the oligarchy.
Bernie Sanders, yeah.
We'll find out. Can Democrats figure out what oligarchy means? Because there's a school of thought from the Senator Slotkin of Michigan. Don't use the word oligarchy. No one knows what it means.
To be honest, I don't even really understand what they're trying to do with that.
I don't either.
I think that's going to be my question when I go there is, do you guys know what this means?
Right.
Yeah.
Because some rich people are volunteering to work with Trump. They used to, like, say they're all volunteer. David Sachs.
Right.
Elon Musk.
Right.
And
right.
some others.
Right. And yet they're flying private everywhere.
I have to. You got to get, like John Kerry says, you got to be, this is the only way for me to travel.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And for you too, Olivia, I encourage you to tell Free Press. They'll reimburse you.
Got to fly private there.
Yeah, they'll reimburse you, I'm sure. Olivia Rheingold, thanks so much. Great to meet you. Hope we do this again.
Yeah, good to meet you too.
Back in a moment.
Newsmakers and newsbreakers. Hear it first on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to big wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A woman from South Carolina wanted in a murder investigation has been found and arrested in the Netherlands. The U.S. Marshals Fugitive Task Force announcing that 33-year-old Kendra Wilson was arrested by Dutch police April 4th. She and her mother, Cynthia Wilson, were wanted in connection with the 2021 murder of 29-year-old Connor Ethan Floyd. He was Kendra's ex-boyfriend and the father of her child. Floyd was found lying in his driveway shot on August 18th, 2021. He later died of his injuries at the hospital. Kendra allegedly fled the country with her 4-year-old daughter this March after she found out she was being charged in Floyd's murder. Her mom was arrested March 28th. Authorities told Fox News Digital Kendra and her child were living at what was described as a refugee camp. Both Wilson women are facing charges of accessory and conspiracy to commit murder charges. Kendra's daughter will be cared for by family members. There's more on the story at foxnews.com or subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. This is House Call for Health. The key to living a long life is to eat a lot of meat when you're young and then transition to vegetables as you age. That's according to a study by researchers at the University of Sydney in Australia. Analysts looked at food supply and demographic data from over 100 countries between 1961 and 2018, taking into account factors like population size and national wealth. They found that young children live longer when animal protein makes up a large portion of their diet. That's because meat contains essential amino acids and nutrients like iron and zinc, which are easily absorbed. But adults over 60 benefit more from plant-based proteins like peas, tofu, and chickpeas. People have longer life expectancy in countries where plant proteins are more prevalent in the food supply. The findings were published in the journal Nature Communications. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
From the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In 1971, Margaret Thatcher, then a member of Parliament, addressed the ability of women to be successful in government. This was 8 years before she became Prime Minister.
Now, I've heard this argument frequently, that women are really rather more emotional than men. Really, women are intensely practical. Again, I don't mean that flippantly. We are an intensely practical sex. We often get on with the job. We don't always talk about it as much as men. But we get on doing it. But women are very much more modest in running for Parliament than men. Nothing like as many of them put up, as you know.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. The more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Do you think more of your Democratic colleagues should be traveling to El Salvador to advocate on behalf of Rodrigo Garcia?
I think you should.
I'm sorry, what? Congresswoman? Who should?
You.
Why me?
I'm not taking any questions right now, but here you go.
Thanks.
That is, I know what I loved? That he heard it the first time. He made it repeat it. And then he acted like it was instructions. He couldn't figure it out. But why should I? Why should I do that? I'm only asking you why you idiots in the Democratic Party want to go after Kilmer Albargo Garcia, who beat his wife twice, was called by the gang unit and member of MS-13, and told the judge, I can't go back to El Salvador because I'm afraid of a rival gang. He was deported by ICE, and the only reason why there's any problem was that they said don't send him in El Salvador because of rival gang issues. Well, they both, one has been destroyed and the other one's been arrested. So for you to keep going, and by the way, it's getting really embarrassing for everybody because now we have the video when he was pulled over by a cop with seven people in the car with no luggage. And the cop looks at the camera, the body, and says, this is human trafficking. Guess who was driving? Garcia. Guess who knew English and couldn't find his license or registration with somebody else's car? Garcia.
spot. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click Apply Now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
Get ready to hand-drive your way into the coolest show in town. Grease, the musical performed by Shasta High's music department, is hitting the stage at the David Marr Theater on Eureka Way in Reading. Join Sandy, Danny, and the Rydell High crew for a night of electrifying fun, retro flair, and classic hits you know and love. Performances are May 1st through 3rd and May 8th through 10th. You don't want to miss it. Tickets available now at ShastaHighChoir.com. Grease, the musical, only at the David Marr Theater.
Interested
interested in it?
Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
I want to let you know what I was just doing in a really great meeting with Speaker Johnson. We heard also Majority Leader Steve Scalise, Chairman Brett Guthrie, who's a fantastic guy, and Chairman Smith. Everybody knows Chairman Smith. He's the most knowledgeable person on taxes and finances there is, to be updated on the progress of the one big, beautiful bill. We love that bill. I won't like it if it doesn't pass. Neither will you. If it doesn't pass, your taxes are going to go up 68%. So think of it, 68. And this is a religious ceremony to me, but that's part of the religion. Because if your taxes go up 68%, you might give up your religion. You might have no choice. You'll be working too hard to try and make it. And that's the Democrats. That's what they'll give you. They'll vote against it. It's not even believable. It's called Trump derangement syndrome.
So the president of the United States is moving on a bunch of fronts. He got good news on the job number. Well, America got good news. We had 177,000 jobs. Experts predicted 152 would be great. So it's like 49,000 above what they thought. So people have speculated, even people of negativity, negative people like Mark Zandi, he said if it's 150, the economy's fine, and it is. So the markets respond, it's almost up 500 points, well over 41,000. At the same time, there's some movement with China. There's some parameters being laid out where we would begin talks. Clearly some indications that even we can get out of that suffocating country that they are really hurting. And the EU pushing back on dumping all this material there that they can't sell to us has really helped us and strengthened our bargaining position. At the same time, moving is Congress on a big, beautiful bill that they have nicknamed it, that is supposed to extend the tax cuts and do more, and be passed by the House, maybe before Memorial Day, and then we'll see what happens in reconciliation with the Senate. But there's some non-starters, one of which is SALT, which means you get off for state tax, get tax breaks for state taxes, is not included. There's a lot of people in blue states, Republicans in blue states, who won't sign on to it, one of which is Congressman Mike Lawler of New York, 17th District. Congressman, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Brian.
Congressman, so I'm sure you know that Chip Roy put a letter out there signed by 19 others. Lawmakers said that the GOP conference must pursue meaningful reforms and reconciliation, including eliminating the enhanced federal matching funds for states and expanded Medicaid. I mean, that's his Waterloo. You got yours with SALT. How are you gonna just find a way forward with all these differing agendas?
Well, look, this is democracy, right? This is why we have a constitutional republic. You have 435 members in the Republican Conference, 220, and we're going to have to duke it out and negotiate and come to consensus. None of us are going to get everything we want out of this, but there's going to have to be a give and a take. And, you know, ultimately, you know, on the issue of Medicaid, I've been clear. I have no problem with eligibility verification, citizenship verification, work requirements. But when you start talking about changing the FMAP floor, changing the federal share, you are going to undoubtedly impact people who are in fact eligible, and that I do not support. And I've been very clear about that with leadership. I've been very clear about that with the White House. And by the way, the president agrees with us. He does not want to be kicking people off Medicaid. This is a vital lifeline for folks. When you look at our total federal spend over the next 10 years, we're projected to spend $86 trillion. We are talking about upwards of $1.5 trillion in savings. That's about 1.7% of the total federal spend over these 10 years. The question is how do you get there? What programs are you willing to look at? What changes are you willing to make? And whatever that number ends up being that can get 218 votes, that's what the number will be. But in the absence of that, if you can't get 218 votes, you're not going to have a bill. And so to me, this is, you know, everybody's going to have to negotiate in good faith. When it comes to the issue of SALT, I've been very clear that this is a red line for me. There has to be a fix. Leaving the cap at 10,000 is unacceptable.
Well, was it zero, right?
Well, no, it was unlimited. it was unlimited prior to the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, and you were able to fully deduct your state and local taxes.
No, I know, but before that, didn't they originally pass in and have zero break for state and local taxes?
Oh, they were originally pushing for zero, yes.
Yeah.
But again, this was a pay-for, Brian. This was a pay-for for the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act. They needed to find funding to pay for other provisions, so they decided to cap your ability to deduct your state and local taxes. They doubled the standard deduction, and for many people, that was sufficient. It helped cover them. But for a lot, especially in areas like mine or where you live out on Long Island, it most assuredly did not cover, because we have high property taxes, a high cost of living, and folks can say, oh, well, that's just bad blue state policies and stop voting for Democrats. Well, agree, stop voting for Democrats in blue states that want to tax and spend. But the fact is, if you look at a state like South Carolina, a great red state that everybody loves to put up on a pedestal, they get more money from the federal government than tax revenue they send to the federal government. New York is the reverse. New York sends more money to the federal government through taxes than we get back in services from the federal government. So we are a donor state. So this idea of, oh, these bad blue states, I don't want to subsidize them. Well, if we want to start talking about subsidies, then we can start pulling federal dollars from states that don't send tax revenue to the federal government.
So let me ask you this. You're the expert in this area. When Obamacare passes, he offers states grants to expand their Medicaid eligibility. And it's almost like sending out heroin. They go, really? So I can expand it, get federal money, and expand the amount of people eligible for Medicaid. And in a way, Medicaid has outstripped what it was intended to do. It's supposed to be state aid for those in need. With federal aid coming in, did it expand the eligibility to an unsustainable way?
Oh, there's no question. The Medicaid program has exploded in terms of cost. And if you look at a state like New York, they spend 83% more than the average of the other 49 states. So New York needs to get its Medicaid program under control. It's not sustainable long term to continue to spend at the levels that New York does. They
right.
just propose a $254 billion budget. But if the federal government, which whether we like it or not, Obamacare passed and it did not get repealed. And so a lot of people over the last
are counting on
years
it. Yeah.
are counting on it. And so you would be taking away health care from individuals who rely on this vital service.
Mike, could you say,
no question,
Mike, could you say this? Could you say this to the states? Pay for yourself. Keep the same people, but find a way to pay for it yourself, because that was somebody else's policies. It's not mine. It's state aid. Pay for it from your own coffers.
Well, the problem with the expansion population, the federal government is paying 90% of the share. So that would be a massive cost shift onto the states. And again, New York relies on, I think, about $90 billion in federal aid. It would be a significant shift to do in one fell swoop to say we're cutting off your federal aid. That just will not work. Are there reforms that need to take place? Of course. Of course, the whole healthcare system is out of whack. You look at what Obamacare was intended to do. It was intended to do two things, address access and affordability. On the issue of access, obviously, by expanding out Medicaid and putting the requirements on states, obviously you expand access. But the cost of it has exploded. I'm not in disagreement that there needs to be changes. But the question to me here, if you are going to change the FMAP share, the federal share of Medicaid, you are shifting the cost onto the states, which, by the way, means our property taxes are going to go up, which is all the more reason that you need SALT relief. New York is the only state left in the country that requires the counties to pay a quarter of the cost of Medicaid. So we, Brian, you, me, those of us living in New York would get absolutely hammered in our property taxes to pay for that cost share. I'm not willing to do that. I'm just not willing to do that.
So talking to Michael Lawler about the Big Beautiful Bill and how Republicans negotiated with each other. We're not talking about Democrats. We're talking about the Republicans with Republicans.
This is a Republican negotiation.
Yeah. So Congressman, if you're Trump, right, he's obviously a New Yorker. He understands. He gets it. But he has to find savings because at the same time, he also committed to no tax on tips, no taxes on Social Security. So where would you recommend he find the savings and the cuts?
Look, this is in part what the Department of Government Efficiency is going through. This is in part what Congress is going through with fiscal year 26 appropriations and a rescissions package and, of course, the reconciliation bill. Each committee is going through that work right now. I'm on financial services. We were tasked with finding $1 billion in savings. We found $5 billion in savings. We passed that markup, that piece of the reconciliation bill through committee this week. Each committee is going through that work. The big fight is on the issue of Medicaid. And I have outlaid where I am willing to go with it. The eligibility verification, citizenship verification, work requirements. That will add up to somewhere to the tune of roughly $400 billion, plus any of the energy issues that the Energy and Commerce Committee is right. focused on. You know, all of this adds up. The question will be to what number? And for my, you know, colleagues in the Freedom Caucus, are they really going to take the position that they would rather zero cuts and no bill versus, say, $400 billion? Because it's not $800 billion? I mean, that's foolish. The question is, what can you get 218 votes on? And that ultimately relies on every member going and making a determination on the impacts on their district, on their state, on their communities. And again, the president has been clear, by the way. He does not want to cut Medicaid benefits from anybody. He does not want to take away people's health care. He has said that repeatedly.
Right. I know, but the endemic problems within it, and nobody wants to, you know, if you're making $22,000 a year and you want to go to the doctor and you have a kid that needs help, nobody says, okay, let's screw them. Nobody wants that. They're just trying to see the social programs, how they make it.
But if you go after the expansion population in that way, you are. And that's why I've said I'm not.
Well, before Obamacare, how are they being taken care of?
Well, if they didn't have health care, they were going to the emergency rooms. And by the way, that's what you'll get again. You'll get people going back to the emergency rooms, and that's not going to solve anything. So, look, health care as a whole, putting this reconciliation bill aside, I think we can all agree the health care system, 15 years after Obamacare, is completely out of whack. The cost has not come down. It has gone up astronomically. We have a shortage of doctors, nurses, home health aides. People are leaving. You need tort reform in the system. So there's a lot that needs to be done. We need PBM reform, which would reform the prescription drug costs challenge that we deal with in this country. And I think there's a broad openness to doing that, but that can't be done in the reconciliation bill. And so to just cut people off of Medicaid would be foolish. It would be totally foolish. And by the way, Republicans will lose big in the midterms if that's what happens.
Especially in the states, in states like the blue states, where people like you win the purple districts. So, Congressman Mike Lawler, do you want to be Governor Mike Lawler? When are you going to make a decision?
I'll make a decision sometime in June. We're looking at it right now. We're having an analysis done of the state and the voter file and making a determination of whether or not there's really a pathway. Zeldin did well, but he still lost by 350,000 votes. So you gotta figure out what the pathway is on paper. And then I'll make a decision. New York needs change. There's no question about it. Kathy Hochul is the worst governor in America. She has failed. She's feckless. She's incompetent. And if we don't have change, this state is headed for disaster.
So if Elise Stefanik runs, will that affect your decision?
It's not going to change my decision. I'll make a decision solely based on whether or not I think I can win a general election. And we'll take it from there. Obviously, she's going through her process. We'll all make a determination. The bottom line is, you know, this is not about winning a primary. It's about winning a general election and defeating Kathy Hochul. And that's got to be the focus for all of us.
Congressman Mike Lowe, before you go, as you know, Michael Waltz has moved on. He's going to be in the U.N. We don't know exactly why he's moved on. Of course, we hear rumors and stories. Here's what Akeem Jeffries says. Cut 12.
The whole notion that the Trump administration was based on merit, as explained by, I don't know, I forget the guy's name who spoke earlier today, so random, but the Trump administration is the most incompetent administration ever assembled, particularly as it relates to the defense and national security apparatus.
Your thoughts about his description of the people running the country?
Tell that to the 13 families, Gold Star families, of those soldiers who were killed in Afghanistan thanks to the gross incompetence of the Biden administration. The world is in the most precarious place since the lead up to World War II because of Joe Biden's foreign policy, the disaster that was Antony Blinken at the State Department, Lloyd Austin at the Defense Department. This administration is tasked with cleaning up the messes that were left behind, taking on the illicit oil trade between China and Iran that exploded to the tune of $200 billion. That's what funded Hamas, Hezbollah, and the Houthis. So we are cleaning up the mess. I think the administration is progressing when it comes to foreign policy and taking on the rogue states and bad actors and trying to end these conflicts around the globe.
Michael Lowe, a lot of decisions, but you're right in the thick of things. Hopefully we'll get something before Memorial Day. Congressman Mike Lowe, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos. Fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/news. That's ethos.com/news.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get your second month free for a limited time. You'll get the same fast, reliable nationwide coverage without the Big Wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month. Here's Veronica and Jackie, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
And now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free when they use promo code SECONDFREE. Just call, click, or bring us your bill and see how much you can save. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and use code SECONDFREE to get a free second month. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Jana Seen, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Jana Seen Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Jana Seen Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com
or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week with the smartest thinkers out there about the issues Americans face and where we're going as a nation. This show will feature deep dive interviews with newsmakers and some of your favorite Fox News analysts. I hope you'll join me as we dive into the fray. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts. You think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Sponsored by Prevagen. Prevagen, made for your brain.
These programs, these grants are going to be like along the lines of save the baby pandas. And it's like, well, of course, who wouldn't want to save the baby pandas?
I wish I knew how this pandamania started.
You know, in some cases, they've got a show panda, which they will trot out for special occasions. In a lot of cases, they don't even have a show panda.
No panda.
There's not even one panda.
But my entire lifetime, we've been fascinated with pandas.
What does $1 billion get you? Does it not even get you one panda?
You really want to see a baby panda?
Yeah. I have no interest in pandas.
So Eric just put that together because I do have I'm befuddled that pandas are such a big deal. And last night with Jesse, Elon Musk was focused on panda investment, right?
He said, who wouldn't care about a baby panda? I'm like, clearly they haven't followed your career.
John, listening on the Fox News Radio app in California. Hey, John.
Hey, Brian. Good morning, Brian. Hey, we were talking about the economy.
Yes.
What I noticed. I just left the Iron Curtain of California for a couple of weeks and visited to North Carolina and South Carolina. Gas, $2.25 a gallon. People in the bars, people in the restaurants. It's like I think Washington and the coastal people are in their own little world.
I think so too. But
Jason Hansen, former CIA officer here, with an urgent warning. The 2025 tariffs are a matter of national security, and retaliation can become an extreme national threat. Every American with a 401k, IRA, or retirement account should act now before it's too late. I urge everyone to protect and secure their hard-earned money with physical gold and silver before we see massive retaliations from China and an extreme market of volatility. I only trust Advantage Gold with my money. They're the number one precious metals company in America, and they can help you secure retirement with physical gold and silver. To get started, just call 800-324-9902 and request their free gold investment guide and learn how you can own physical gold and silver, tax-free and penalty-free. But don't wait. This threat is real. Call 800-324-9902. Now, again, that's 800-324-9902. Call right now and get your free gold investment guide today or visit AdvantageGold.com. Past performance may vary. Always consult with a tax and financial professional.
The Ramsey Show.
You actually can help people, and you don't help them by giving them a government program. You help them by showing them the way out. People love me enough to put their arm around me and show me a different way. I didn't figure it all out in my own head. So there's a power to hope, but that's not some kind of false panacea positive thinking way. It works. You can't positive think your way into everything, but you can't negative think your way into anything.
Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.